say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled Tony Stuart, Tine Popea, De Plibrion's Exploit. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition. We do not have a winner in the 50-50 yet. It's a blue ticket, 563-497. Blue ticket, 50-50, 563-497. You can visit our representative at the gate if you have that ticket.
As we move closer to that green flag and the start of tonight's Ron McGilvery 150 here at Riverside International Speedway, you got Tim Terry along with Jerry Paxton. Josh Paxton still back in Ontario. I'm Joe Chisholm, and we are going to have a lot of fun here tonight. Brad Mann, normally with the broadcast team, he's down in the U.S. doing stuff with snowmobiles. Imagine that, missing a big night here at Riverside. But Brad Mann will rejoin the broadcast team next week when we get back to Scotia Speed World.
Too many times now.
But man, what a night have we got lined up for you tonight. We've got the Ron McGilvery 150, and I know, Tim Terry, you're down at that start-finish line. Are the butterflies starting to fly at all down there?
You can feel the electricity down here on the grid as these drivers get ready to go. 26 beautifully prepared late models, and I'm excited to see that 88 car work through this field. That is going to be exciting. That's going to be worth the price of admission this evening.
Absolutely well said. Jerry Paxton, you are high atop of the 97 hauler. You are getting ready for the start of this race, too. You out of breath?
Oh, no. I'm in great shape. Round is a shape. I just want you to remember that.
Now, the question is, did you get any Mr. Chicken going up there?
No, it was apparently basement chicken tonight, and I'm up on the roof, so I'm going to lose out. Not a good deal.
He will have a bird's eye view down into turn one and two here on the high banks of Riverside International Speedway. This track has been here, Tim, since 1969. It's one that John Chisholm built, and man, what a facility out here in eastern Canada. This here tops them all across the country. A beautiful racetrack, a beautiful night for a stock car race, the Ron McGilvery 150, just seconds away now. as the drivers are all belting in, getting set and ready to go. Well, we've got everybody. I want to remind you, too, to tune in to Racetime Radio tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern time locally, or 7 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. here locally. 2 hours live on SiriusXM Channel 167. We'll talk racing for 2 hours, as we do every Sunday night this weekend. And this Sunday, live from the Wooden Door Bistro in Halifax. But enough of that, Tim. We are getting ready to race.
Yeah, these drivers still getting belted into their race cars. The crew's at the window, and as soon as the driver is ready, we'll see those hands come up, and it'll be just a few more moments before we do go green flag racing. We'll remind you as well, you mentioned the Wooden Door Bistro. We'll mention our next round on this Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour, the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Coming up next week at Scotia Speed World Saturday. Going to be a big show. Going to be a big show on Friday night as well with NX National Qualifiers at Scotia Speed World. Huge weekend of racing coming up next weekend. But before we get there, we got 150 laps here.
Absolutely, and when we look into the field here tonight, great to see Jonathan Hicken, driver of the number 5, making his first appearance of 2016. Got a brand new race car. We're going to find out how things unfold for that Castle Building Chevrolet here tonight. When we talk red hot drivers, got to look at the 13 King Freight Chevrolet. Cassius Clark's been burning it up out here, winning race number 1 in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Also picking up victories at Speedway 660, and he's had a good season so far, Tim. We'll see if Cassius can make his way to the front at Riverside tonight.
Yeah, he was quick last year here in the fall, picked up a podium finish, and we'll see what he can do over 150 green flag laps. You're going to have to watch that 13. I think he's going to be stout, but you look at the front of the field in these heat races. You got your familiar faces up there. You got guys like Donald Chisholm, Dylan Blankhorn. Then you got a guy like Terry Duguay, who's going to get his feet wet up in the front of this field. Exciting to see that number 14 up there in the top 10 as we roll, and a couple of drivers at the back going to have their work cut out for them as we do go green. But it is 150 laps. It's a long way around this racetrack. This one's going to be exciting.
Past winners, past champions. We've got a little bit of everything here tonight, including that number 8 of Kent Vinson that went to victory lane here in the IWK 250 just last year. A two-time winner of the IWK 250, the 18, Darren McKinnon, your 2011 IWK 250 champion. So a lot of experience in this field tonight. Nothing is given, I can guarantee you that, as the field does get ready. See lots of arms going in the air, Tim.
And the first one was the 49 car. Thank you, Cassie. Half the field is ready at the back. We're waiting for a couple of drivers near the front. Just a couple of more moments before we do send this field underway for 150 green flag laps, presented by Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Speaking of Cassie, we got to put a congratulations, a new member to the family, Cassie, out here on the racetrack, getting things done with that zero car. Congratulations, Cassie. Good job. Man, what a field we've got in front of us. And Jerry, the nerves are coming. Everybody can feel it here at Riverside. Anticipation is an understatement.
Absolutely. There's just more than a little tension going on as everybody gets set to go racing, watching the arms go up and get ready to go. Everybody's got what they've got now. They've got the best they could get. And we saw a lot of that in qualifying. We saw some really fast times. You know, when we started looking at 14.4s and 14.5s, and that's what we were looking at in some of the early practice sessions before we went to qualifying, we saw hard, hard racing in those qualifying heats. Of course, as we've talked about, so many positions at stake if you don't qualify well. But we've seen some surprises. And I know, Joe, you're going to ask me for my pick, and I'm going to take advantage, and I'm going to get there first tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I'm watching the zero car. I think Sean Turple's got a bomb underneath him.
It's going to be interesting. We'll get to our picks here shortly. But while we do have some quiet here before the storm, I want to remind everybody, if you want to experience Riverside International Speedway from the seat of a race car, you're going to get your chance. The Rusty Wallace Experience is coming here to the racetrack the Friday before the IWK 250. That will be July the 14th. You want to book that. You want to get a ride. You can do the driving experience. You can do it all here at Riverside, and you can do it with the Rusty Wallace Experience. Tim Terry, I can see some hand motions. Is that the throttle you're turning on?
No, definitely not. I think we're waiting on the 88 car at the back of the field, and as soon as he is strapped in, Tara Foster will give me the high sign. Couple of more adjustments. Tara, are we good to go? Thank you very much, Mike Hart.
Drivers, start your engines! Nova Scotia is one of Eastern Canada's maritime provinces on the Atlantic, with numerous lakes and long coastlines, is home to puffins and seals, and popular for water sports such as kayaking. The Bay of Fundy, with its extreme tides, is a whale-watching destination. But in 1969, a young man by the name of John W. Chisholm from Antigonish stood on the edge of James River and thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a racetrack right here? And Riverside International Speedway was born. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway. Tonight, the official season opener for 2016, featuring the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Tonight, it's live coverage worldwide of the Ron McGilvery Chevy Buick GMC 150. It's been a long off season, but the wait is over. Grab something cool to drink, Canada. It's race time in the Maritimes.
Are you ready?
That's four. All right, man, you're ready to go.
Are you ready?
You're good. You're good. Go, 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 go. Okay, let's keep moving on that. Let's go.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions around the world, ladies and gentlemen,
the General's back in town.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio and live coverage of tonight's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, Ron McGilvery 150, live from Riverside International Speedway. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with Tim Terry and Jerry Paxton, high atop of one of those haulers here at Riverside International Speedway. Jerry, it is going to be an action-packed evening. We can guarantee it as these 26 super late models start to circulate their way around Riverside.
And it is going to be a great one, because I can tell you right now, the humidity is totally different than it's been all day. You can feel it in the air. What does humidity have to do with racing? It's going to make a lot of horsepower in those big motors in these Maritime Pro Stocks. So get ready. We've seen some fast times in qualifying and practice today. We've seen some real hard racing, and that was just qualifying. It was all it was to get a spot in the big show. So get ready. I'm watching the zero car. I said earlier, Sean Turple came out super fast. He's been fast all day long. Keep an eye on that zero car. But the other guy you got to watch, we all know, he is the reigning defending champion. Donald Chisholm starts at the front. That Ford has been super quick.
We got the champion for 2015 in the Parts for Trucks Tour starting on the pole of this one. We got the winner of last year's Ron McGilvery 150 here at Riverside starting at the tail, 26th. Who's it going to be? What's going to happen in between? It is all up for debate, but we are going to learn a whole pile of more as I believe Tim Terry, the voice of the Parts for Trucks Tour, has caught his breath. Timmy, that is a long, long run that you just did.
I think they create more steps every time I come up these stairs here at Riverside International Speedway, but I'm excited for this one. You mentioned the bookend for Nova Racing right now. You got the 88 and the 89 starting at opposite ends of the field. I said earlier you're going to have to beat a Nova Racing car in order to win this race. You still might have to beat George Koskulik, who, as you know, he's going to put on a show here.
He is absolutely going to do that. I'm excited to look at the front starting positions here with the 89 of Donald Chisholm. It's right beside him on the outside of row one, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. He is a rocket-fast car. He's been fast here all day. Dylan Blankhorn knows how to get it done. He's starting from the outside pole.
Yeah, he's going to start from the outside of row number one. You got the zero car of Sean Turple starting in third. And I talked to Blake Collicutt, who's Greg Prout's spotter, and I asked him, I said, how does Greg feel? He was just on a Saturday evening drive in his heat race. He's got a lot more in that race car. So Greg Prout might very well be one to watch here tonight.
We'll take a look back into row number two, Jerry Paxton, the zero municipal group, Dexter Construction Chevrolet, Sean Turple. You mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Sean Turple is a rocket quick here today, starting from the inside of row number two.
And that big Dodge motor, Greg Prout in the number 29, he is no slouch. He showed it in that qualifier, as when the green flag came down, he checked out on everybody else. So keep an eye on that one as well. Then we get to row three, Cassius Clark in that number 13, and right beside him, the number 14 of Terry Duguay.
Some people may think it's a surprise to see Terry Duguay up front. He always runs well. Today, Lady Luck may be with him.
Okay, we just got the wave-off lap here, and, well, we're going to try it again. We're going to get everybody on edge. Ladies and gentlemen, we want everybody on your feet this time by. Let's wave these drivers on. That was a warm-up lap. This time by, everybody, come on, get on your feet, wave those hats, wave those jackets, wave your next-door neighbor. They're going to wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them in the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150.
And there we go, Tim. That was a good warm-up. Now we got everybody fired up for tonight's race. In row number three, the 13, Cassius Clark. Outside Cassius Clark, his best qualifying effort ever in the Pro Stock Tour, the 14 of Terry Duguay. Looking back into row number four, you got Dylan Gosby in the 91, the 53 of Butcher to his outside. Row number five, the 99 of Slonwhite. Parked right in beside him, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. In row number six, the 98 of Jerome Kehoe, the 97, not a rookie anymore, DJ Casey. In row number seven, it's the 8 of Ken Vincent to his outside, Marty Mega in a borrowed race car. In row number eight, the number 21 of Sean Pierce to his outside, the new guy, that is Haas. He is ready to go for tonight's race, Tim. And row number 10.
We got the 22 with Joel Hickox, the 51 of Vance Haynes, the next row, the 24 of Steve Ross, and the 66 of Daryl Maher. We got McKinnon. We got McKay, Scott, Koskulik, Hicken, and Bartlett. They just got the one to go there. Pace car is off the field in command of Donald Chisholm and the Nova Construction Pioneer, Cole Ford. Blankhorn on the outside. Here they come. Green flag is out. We're underway in the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150.
And they run it down into turns one and two really hard. Chisholm and Blankhorn side by side. Right behind them, Turple and Proud in that Dodge. They are running four side by side. Throw a bag, you got all four.
Nobody is getting away from anybody here tonight, Tim. Everybody stacked up side by side. A little bit of movement. The 29 of Proud, the 0 of Turple. Join the mix up front.
It's like they're racing on the last lap, but it's only lap number two. That 29 car tried to get to the inside of the 0. The 0 in turn tried to get to the inside of the 67. And here comes the 13 flashing the nose to the inside of the 29. Top five, you can throw a blanket over them. The 91 of Gosby in sixth as now they go side by side. It's a Dodge and a Chevy as they go toe-to-toe. The LFR chassis 13 of Cassius Clark to the inside of the 29 of Greg Proud. That's the side-by-side battle for fourth.
As we work lap number four, Donald Chisholm leads them back to the stripe and down into turn one and two, Jerry Paxton. What a start to this one.
It's an amazing start, and that battle for fourth place is heating up in a big, big hurry. Greg Proud on the outside in that number 29, the 13 of Cassius Clark. They are door-to-door all the way around the racetrack. There is no give in either driver, and they are not giving it up at all. Now, down the back straightaway, Clark gets the advantage, puts the 29 behind them.
Tim, no one is going to break away in this group. Look at this. We got Donald Chisholm with zero separation between him, the 67 of Blankhorn, and maybe a car length between Blankhorn and Turple for your top three.
Yeah, the top seven are nose to tail right now. The first row break is between the 99 of Slonwhite in seventh and the 53 of Cole Butcher. The 18 of Darren McKinnon behind them. And then it's side-by-side with Duguay and the 97 of DJ Casey, Marty Brivo, Kent Vincent, and Jerome Kehoe. A part of that little pack as well. Steve Ross to the inside of Harry Ross White. And don't look now. Here comes George Koskulik. Koskulik has already passed eight cars in the opening eight laps.
Koskulik's up to 16th spot and working on Haas for that one. And look at this, Tim. Terry started dead last, 26th. There were 10 laps in. Here comes last year's winner. He's not going to make this easy for anybody tonight, Jerry.
Absolutely not. George Koskulik working his way through the field and now gets down underneath the 24 of Steve Ross as he makes his way forward. One of the other drivers making a march towards the front, the 97 of DJ Casey. As that 97 car starting to come alive for him. And he's grabbed that 10th position. And now he's got some clean air to run in. He's going to try to tighten it up on the field.
Duguay and Prevost nearly had a moment in the middle of the pack as they go side by side now for a position. The 88 of Koskulik clears the 98 of Kehoe on the high line. And move him up one more spot as he just passed the 98 and also the 24
of Steve Ross. They put a lap on the 7 of Byron Bartlett. Bartlett goes one lap down. Next up on the list is Allison McKinnon, who's about a straightaway away from going a lap down to the 89. Oh, trouble down the back. The 21 of Pierce is around the 51 of Vance Haynes, locks it up. Caution flag will fly for the first time, and everybody at a two is going to have to get on the binders with two cars spun around the opposite way in the middle of the straightaway.
Getting some info there from the 32 of Sarah McKay. Eavesdrop a little bit. She is getting some adjustments. She's going to need some a little bit later, Tim.
And I'm sure she's talking to the crew chief, Alan Munn, and, of course, Mike McKenzie helping out on that effort this season as well. So I'm sure they're getting the adjustments. And they're at the back of the running order right now. I believe they're sitting around 24th or so, so they might have the opportunity to come in and make those adjustments if they do want to. Is Byron Bartlett moving up into line? Looks like everybody's back straight. The 21 of Sean Pierce trying to get that thing pointed in the right direction, and then
Pierce isn't going to go very far. I can tell you that right now. He's got no right rear on the car. He's running on a rim right at the moment, so he's going to have to pit. Hopefully not too much damage to the car otherwise, but definitely he's in for a new wheel.
12 laps into the Ron McGilvery 150 here tonight, live from Riverside International Speedway. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Maybe make sure you tweet it out, Facebook it out, let everybody know we are live tonight from Riverside. This is going to be, Tim, everything we expected it to be. The season opener here at Riverside, things just getting heated up. Got to put it out to Paul McLean and the staff here. This place looks amazing once again.
Yeah, it does, and I know we were looking at a couple of tweets earlier. Josh Stevens is listening in, of course, and I got a message from Chris Reed. They're listening in over there, and we're thinking of the Reed boys here this evening, and would have loved to seen that 8 car out here in that sportsman feature, because that car is always a threat to win.
He is, and wicked quick. These guys, those Reed boys, know what they're doing when they get to this racetrack, and definitely thoughts are with them out in Fort McMurray. Hopefully they can get everything back to what we will call normal. It's a long road to hoe for those guys, and hopefully they can do that and get their cars back out here, and we can look forward to seeing them again in the Napa Sportsman Series. Some good competitors. It's going to be interesting.
Riverside will be here when they return, and the SFR shop will be here to make sure that race car is exactly the way it should be when it does hit the racetrack as the field paces under the caution flag. The 32 car is on pit road. Jerry, you got a bird's eye view of that. What'd they do there?
They did a quick lift of the hood. Mike McKenzie went in with the wrench, did a little work in the right front, and threw the hood back down. The way they go, but I can already see the water pumping out. They're overheating a little bit, which tells me they're running hard.
07 of Allison McKinnon, also down pit road. He brings the Dairy Queen 07 down for a little bit of service. 21 of Pierce also on pit road. Looks like the rest of them are all clear. Everybody's still on the racetrack. 12 laps in. The 89 of Donald Chisholm has led all of them so far. 67 of Blankhorn right behind him. The 0 of Turple. The 13 of Cassius Clark in 5th. You got the 29 of Greg Proud. While we're talking Proud, how about the race he had, race number 1? That 29 Dodge Dealers machine was flat out flying in that race, and he looks good again tonight, Tim.
Yeah, he was in the top 3 in that one when we threw the checkered flag, and he's always quicker at Riverside International Speedway. He won the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC at what was a 100 back in the day, about 5 or 6 years ago. So he knows how to win at this racetrack. He knows how to win early in the season at this racetrack. So I'm excited to see what he can do from position number 5. But keep in mind, there's 12 laps in the big board on the back straightaway, and George Koskulik is up to 13th. That car is flying.
He is. He's moving quick, Jerry, and I know the cars are doubling up as they go down the backstretch. Look at that. Koskulik's all the way, halfway up the field already.
Is it man on a mission? He was not happy about what happened with the race car, and he was even less happy about having to start at the back. He's dealing with it the only way he knows how. Drive it up the middle and go.
Foot to the floor. You expect nothing less from these drivers in the Parts for Trucks Tour. If you haven't seen a Parts for Trucks Tour race yet, trust me, you want to make it to the IWK 250 or any of these tour races amongst every stop.
Two questions. Have you seen Kent Corbett here today yet?
I have not.
And has Jason Tom booked his plane ticket for the IWK 250?
I would not doubt that Jason Tom is going to do that. He'll be tuned in, Jay. The gauntlet has been thrown down, my friend. Lights out atop that Dartmouth Dodge pace car as it will slink its way down pit road. Donald Chisholm and Dylan Blankhorn side by side. They're going to roll her through turns 3-4. Green flag is going to fly here. Oh, a little stutter start playing some games as the green flag flies. Give the advantage to the 89 inches.
And on the restart, they come around turns 1 and 2. Dylan Blankhorn on the outside running hard with Donald Chisholm trying to take an advantage. Sean Turple in the zero car right on the back bumper. But the battle is absolutely for the lead. As Chisholm and Blankhorn door-to-door out of turn two, down the back straightaway once again as they come to three. Chisholm just a nose advantage. Blankhorn fighting on the outside.
Keep in mind, five valuable championship points that the 67 can get up front for one lap and lead a lap here this evening. He tried to do so, but he now falls back behind the 89. 13-29 going to go side by side. That's the battle for position number four. And that Halifax Glass Ford closing in on that battle as well. Craig Swanwhite wants a piece of the top five. We talked about the 29 being strong in the opener. The 99 was very stout too.
Cars on the move. Let's talk about them, guys. We got the 97 of DJ Casey starting to roll that Ford up towards the front. We've also got the 91 of Dylan Gosby on the move, the 53 of Butcher, and how about the number 8 of Ken Vincent? He is also on the move, Jerry. Another one to watch.
I was just watching the 8 car as he made his way around. He's being very patient. He's got a mission in mind. He's trying to get towards the front, but he's trying to save the car just a little. He knows he's going to lead it about, or need it rather, just about 100 laps from now.
13 and the 29 continue to go side by side. The 99 of Craig Swanwhite taking a peek on the outside. The 53 of Butcher about to be a part of this battle as well as he reels them in the Atlantic tilt load. Number 53, and hello, George Koskulik. Koskulik is now on the leaderboard, and he is in position number 8 and coming to the front, and it looks like he's paved the way for Kent Vincent as well, or at least opened the door to the inside of the 91. Here comes the 8 car to the inside.
And Vincent gets around the 91 and Gosby. He's got the 24 of Steve Ross in tow. But George Koskulik is the man on the mission this race.
Guys, I'm looking back into that fourth spot. We got a side-by-side battle with Cassius Clark and 29 Greg Proud warring it out in that fourth spot. They can't settle it, Tim. They're side-by-side. And they have been for a number of laps.
Yeah, they've been side-by-side for about the last dozen laps or so as they put a lap on car number 7 of Byron Bartlett. This might play into that battle for position number 4. The 7 car slow on the inside, the 29, trying to inch his way up to the 13 because he knows if that 7 car is there like he is right now, the 13 may use the 7 as a pick. Oh, close moments at a corner number 2. They get single file and somehow they keep it straight.
Tough, tough racing, and as they were doing that battle, here comes the 88 of George Koskulik up the inside of the 99 of Craig Swanwhite. Move the 88, Tim. That Pioneer Coal Nova Ford is moved all the way up into that top five, and he is starting to roll.
Yeah, position number 6 right now for car number 88 of George Koskulik, and continues to march his way towards the front of the field. Now that battle that was side-by-side is now single file, and Clark has put a car length on car number 29 at Greg Proud. The 88 of Koskulik continues to reel in that battle as the leaders, the 89 and the 67, but a half car length between them. They just put a lap on the 07 of Allison McKinnon. They go down into corner number 1. The 89-67 continue to be nose to tail, about a car length or so between them. The 11 taking a little peek at the 91 of Dylan Gosby. To the inside goes car number 11 of Prevost. 97, 98, and 5 all lined up behind. Looks like the handle may be going away just a little bit on car number 91.
We got a spectator on the infield on top of the 97 trailer.
There is so much going on, you're not sure where to turn, and I'm getting dizzy.
Is that what it is?
I'm watching Donald Chisholm running hot laps basically out in front of this field as Dylan Blankhorn falls a couple of car lengths behind him. Then the zero of Turple, the 13 of Cassius Clark. And guess who's right in behind them in fifth? It's the 88 of George Koskulik. And I think George is still coming. He's not done yet. Craig Swanwhite looks like he's just going to follow in behind the 88 of Koskulik and just run there for safety. He knows the lanes are going to open.
From 26 to 5th. How about that, Tim Terry, in 31 laps as we work lap 32.
And the one thing that Jerry did mention, when the 88 opened the door on the 29, the 99 did follow through. The 29 fell back two spots in that exchange. And now the 53 car of Cole Butcher is closing in on that little tilt as well. 18-24 nearly had a moment down the back straightaway. Steve Ross having a pretty good run right now, up in the top 10 as he and the 18 battle nose to tail for that spot. The 18 just took position number 10, and the Alta Gas, number 24, tries to close back in on car 18.
At this point in the Rod McGilvery 150 here tonight at Riverside International Speedway, the teams, all 26 of them on the racetrack, are getting to find out, Jerry Paxton, exactly what they're getting and what they're going to have in a few laps from now. The temperatures are all up, the tire pressures are there. You're 35 laps into a 150-lap race. You're starting to get an idea of where you're going to be.
And right now, the biggest factor is going to be the traffic. They're starting to pick through that lap traffic. Donald Chisholm had to work his way very carefully around the number 81 of Nevin Scott, because he was in a battle for position with the 32 of Sarah McKay. They were running side by side. Donald Chisholm came up on them, had to wait just a split second for them to realize he was there and get out of the way.
Donald Chisholm now starting to stretch that lead a little more on the 67 to Dylan Blankhorn. But that second and third spot, guys, is really jammed up with the 67 of Blankhorn, 0 of Turple, 13 of Clark, the 88 of Koskulik's, 99 of Swanwhite, and the 29 of Proud. Look at this.
And let's throw in a couple of lap cars in the 32 of Sarah McKay and the 81 of Nevin Scott in that little battle as the 81 and 88 nearly come together in the middle of corners 1 and 2. The 32 on the outside of the 0 gets a lap down. The 13 of Cassius Clark going to follow through. And now this is where it gets interesting. The 81 and 32 have found each other again, but they've also found some lead lap traffic. The 88 of Koskulik trying to slice through the middle. Oh boy, he's going to get close down the back straightaway. Koskulik will clear Rainbow Fish.
As all that goes on, the 21 car of Sean Pierce back on the racetrack, three wide down the front. That got real close to him, as mentioned.
Yeah, 29 and the 53 now trying to get through this battle as the 29 will go through. The 53 will try to piece his way through as the 51 of Vance Haynes goes a lap down to the leader. Just behind this little fracas, you have the 8 and the 18 battling side-by-side. Two former IWK 250 champions going at it as they go toe-to-toe off corner number 2. And, oh, Kent Vincent got mighty close to that wall there.
And the handle has definitely gone away in the 29 of Greg Proud. He is keeping pace and just barely with the 99 of Swanwhite in front of him. The 29 car just not rotating through the corner at all. That He is arm wrestling that car to get it through the turn.
We are 44 laps in as the 32 of Sarah McKay going to duck down pit road. She needs some real big adjustments in that car, Tim. Let's take everybody through the top 10 here. The 89 Nova Celtic Ford of Donald Chisholm leads this race so far. The 67 of Blankhorn is in second. Third is Turple. Fourth is Cassius Clark. George Koskulik is in fifth. In sixth spot, it is Craig Swanwhite, the 99. Seventh spot, the 29. A Proud. Eight is the 53 of Cole Butcher. In the ninth spot, he's up on the board. It is Darren McKinnon. And in that 10th spot, what number is that?
That's the 8 of Kent Vincent right now, running in position number 10. And I believe Marty Prevo just outside in position number 11 right now. Jerry mentioned it earlier, heavy lap traffic now for the leader. Harry Ross White, the 66 of Darryl Meyer, and the 14 of Terry Duguay have just gone a lap down to car number 89. And now the 67 has to navigate that same traffic in front of him. The 22 of Hickox and the 91 of Gosby are just in front of the leader. The 91 of Gosby started near the front of the field, Jerry. Now the handling definitely going away on the Farrells, number 91.
Yeah, Gosby not looking as strong as he did early on in the race. He is definitely starting to lose it. Here comes the leader, Donald Chisholm, and Gosby is going to go down a lap before we get to lap 55, that's for sure.
At this pace, Tim Terry, we're not going to be too long. We're 50 laps in. We've only got 100 left to go here in the Rod McGilvery 150 tonight. Live, it's the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour from Riverside International Speedway. It's a season opener here for Riverside. It is race two for the Parts for Trucks.
And the 13 of Cassius Clark has reeled in car number zero of Sean Turple. Clark getting up on the wheel and trying to catch that Dexter Construction Municipal Group number zero as they weave through lap traffic there on the outside of Harry Ross White. Put the 49 in their rearview mirror. And as they battle for position, it looks like they may be getting a little bit closer to Dylan Blankhorn in car number 67. This lap traffic really bringing together about second all the way back to about position number seven.
You know, I'm looking through the field, Jerry, and I'm watching the 14 of Terry Duguay. He had a great qualifying effort today, starting up in that seventh spot. Having a look at Terry now going through the turns, that 14 looking a little bit evil. It's kicking out on him. He has to back the turn up so that he can come off the corner, at least in a way that he's going to be able to pull down the straightaway. But he's having some difficulty right now. But the 14 team, when he gets in there and does get some adjustments, is going to be able to come back to life. We look at lap 55, the 89 of Chisholm still leads it as there's some trouble on the 07 of Allison McKinnon. It looks like Allison's going to be hitting the road here.
Yeah, Allison going to head down to pit road in car 07 as he is on the apron and headed to the attention of his crew. The 89 has put a lap on the 24 of Steve Ross. Ross is in the top 10 for a few moments earlier in this race. And now the 5 of Jonathan Nick in that beautiful LFR chassis. Going to go one lap down to car number 89 of Chisholm. Next up on the list, car number 98 of Kehoe and car number 97 of DJ Casey.
Left side. Still there.
Oh. And keep an eye on that 88 car, George Goskulich. He is riding the rear bumper of Cassius Clark, number 13. Clark is getting held up in the traffic, and Goskulich is getting impatient, wanting to go by.
Clear by four.
Clear by four.
Yeah, the most intriguing battle on the racetrack right now is that battle with the 88 of Koskulich, the 13 of Cassius Clark, Shlawn White, and the 88 are going to go around at a corner number four as they were on the outside trying to lap some cars. Accordion effect and a tough break for George Koskulich, and now he's going to have to do it all over again.
Look at that. The 88 Pioneer Cole Ford of George Koskulich started this race 26, you guys. He is on lap 59, working his way, got into the top five, and just spun the car out coming off of turn four.
And that's the nature of the beast. When you have so many good cars lined up and a couple of lap cars on the inside, you have to work around on the outside, have to be a little patient and a little bit of a chain reaction there as Koskulich will whip it around and come down to the attention of the Nova Racing crew as they'll go to work. Vance Haynes has pulled the 51 in on the backfield. The 07 of Allison McKinnon is in. The 7 of Byron Bartlett. Not a whole lot of activity around that race car. The 91 of Gosby. I see Jody underneath the right front wheel of that race car. And the 32 of Sarah McKay is parked in the infield as well.
Jerry, you're looking right over top of that Nova car. A little bit of damage. It looks as though on the 88.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. You had a better vantage point. I'm not sure if he hit the wall when he spun or not, but I know there was a little contact that helped him get sideways. They were just racing so hard and so tight together. It wasn't an intentional bump, but that's what turned him, and he just couldn't get it back again. And now they're basically trying to fit all those front-end pieces back to where they belong.
I got all kinds of wheel into the corner. Like, I got my arms still here trying to get it to the bottom. It's snugging up on me in the center.
That was the 97 of DJ Casey by the sounds of it, giving John Fleming and the crew a little bit of input on what's going on with the 97.
And do you see who's over there on pit road trying to lend a hand to the 88 car, George Koskulich? That's our sportsman winner, Waylon Farrell, trying to lend a hand over there in the driving suit, trying to lend a hand any way he can.
That's the kind of people you got from the Rock, and they're here tonight in Nova Scotia. Great to see that. We got a great race tonight in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Caution is out. I believe this is, what, Tim, our second stoppage of the night?
It is.
Third?
It is in the 99 cars down on pit road as well. Craig Slonwhite was a part of that chain reaction, trying to put that car one lap down that was on the inside. And they're going to work on what appears to be the left front corner of the Halifax Glass and Mirror Ford. And it looks like they're frantically trying to pull something out of there.
Yeah, another bullet that happened to sneak on down pit road, and I missed it. The 91 of Dylan Gosby also down there getting some attention with the crew, maybe doing a tire pressure adjustment.
Yeah, Jody was underneath the right front corner of that race car for a little while. I don't know how you can miss Jody in that bright yellow shirt down there at the end of pit road, but they were working on that thing, and it looks like they're almost ready to send the Greenfield Enterprise number 91 back onto the racetrack.
Yeah, guys, it was the 99 of Slamwhite that got into the back corner of the 88 and turned him. And I know, as I said, it wasn't an intentional thing. It was just hard, hard racing. But, boy, did the 88 pay the price. As they get in underneath the hood, they're now finding a lot more sheet metal damage. And nothing structural, but definitely the shroud around the radiator has been, well, let's just say it's moved a little bit from where they had originally intended it to stay.
Well, here at the Parts for Trucks Tour, fans get their money's worth. You will see 150 green flag laps here, as you will in each of the Parts for Trucks Tour. Caution laps do not count in this Parts for Trucks Tour. 26 cars took the green flag here tonight. A little recap for you if you're just tuned in to Racetime Radio. Welcome aboard. We are on lap 59 of a beautiful night here at Riverside International Speedway. And Tim, I see you pointing at something.
We got a fire underneath the number 99 of Craig Slonwhite down there. They're trying to get that thing extinguished, but there is definitely a fire underneath the right front wheel of the number 99 of Craig Slonwhite.
A little bit of brake fluid on a little bit of a hot rotor, probably. Maybe that was the culprit of what we seen down there in turn four. But the crew is busy and hard at work. We'll run you down through the top 10 here, as they are on the racetrack. 59 laps in the books, as George Koskulik will make it back out onto the racetrack. The 89 Nova Celtic Ford to Donald Chisholm, your 2015 champion, is leading here tonight. I believe he's led every single lap so far. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn is in second. The 0 of Turple is your third place runner right now, fourth spot. The 13 King Freight Chevrolet of Cassius Clark, the 88 of Koskulik will go to the rear of the field. So scoring will catch up on that one. Let's move. Can't do the 99 because the 99 is also up pit road. So we're going to have to move the 29 up into that fifth spot, Tim.
Yeah, and completing your top 10, car number 53 of Cole Butcher, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 8 of Kent Vincent. And look at the 11 of Marty Prevost. Prevost up to ninth. And completing your top 10, it's the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center 4, number 97 of DJ Casey. The 99 going to return to the racetrack, and I believe the 32 may also be making her way back out multiple laps down.
You're where you should be. You're fine.
Ready with everything. I still have no front brake pressure.
That was the 99 of Craig Slumway.
Yeah.
Going inside.
As the pace car, Tim Terry, ducks down pit road, we're going to go back under the green flag here. The Ron McGillivray 150 live from Riverside. The Parts for Trucks Tour. Beautiful night here in Nova Scotia for this race. As they start to come to full song, side by side, 89-67. A beautiful start, Terry.
It was beautiful, but this time it's the 67. Dylan Blankhorn gets the advantage out of turn two down the back straightaway. And Blankhorn drops down in front of the 89. Blankhorn will finally get to lead a lap. Chisholm back to second. Turple fighting with the 13 of Clark as they come around again on lap 61. And it's Clark that's up into the third spot. We're shuffling the deck big after the caution.
Turbo got a little sideways in a corner number two of that last lap by. Cassius Clark will take third. And here comes the 53 of Cole Butcher, the Atlantic tilt load Chevy, to the outside of the Dexter Construction number zero. They'll go toe-to-toe through three and four. And oh, by the way, the two Dodges behind. And now to the inside, Greg Proud almost made it three wide.
Yeah, three wide down into turn one and two. Wow, Tim, I don't know how they managed to pull it off, but the 53 of Cole Butcher did pull it off. He did come out with that spot, the 0, the 29, and the 8. Look at these guys.
Greg Proud is making some moves here early on this restart. He's taking a little peek to the inside of car number 0 to try to put him back into the top 5. 18 and 8 continue their side-by-side battle just behind. But the car that is on the move is the Atlantic Dodge Dealer's Dodge number 29 as he's working up on car number 0, the 89, keeping the 67 honest up in front.
One of the drivers we haven't talked a lot about tonight, the 53 of Cole Butcher. He is currently up running fourth. He has been slowly but consistently moving forward, finding himself now in that fourth position, and he's got a pocket to run in as long as that 29 of Proud doesn't break away from the zero of Curveball.
The 99 of Swan White is nursing that car around him. It looks like Craig will be slowing and probably coming down pit road this next time by. He is definitely having brake issues with the 99 Halifax. Glassenmere Ford, not a Chevy, and he will stay on the racetrack hoping for another caution.
And brake problems is something you do not want to have at Riverside International Speedway. It can get bad and get bad in a hurry. So Swan White goes one lap down to the field. Meanwhile, up in front, 67 and 89 continue their battle one car length. In between those top two, the 13 of Cassius Clark, the 53 of Cole Butcher, single file, and then the 29 is to the inside of the zero. They drag race down the back straightaway and into corner number three. 18, 8, 11, and 97 lined up behind in this battle for position number five.
And the zero of Turple took the position away from the 29 of Proud once again. That seesaw battle back and forth as Turple running on the outside lane trying to hold pace. Now this lap goes to the 29 of Greg Proud. They're just going back and forth. Neither one of them's given an inch. It's just a battle for that position.
Tim Terry, I look back to the Dartmouth Dodge 200, the finale for 2016. And it was the two kids, Dylan Blankhorn and Cole Butcher, doing this very same thing as what we see Proud and Turple doing. Two crafty veterans side by side. It happens in this tour as now the 29 breaks free of the zero.
And he's going to take that position away. That's position number five. But now with the leaders going into corner number three and him coming out of corner number two, got a little bit of ground to make up. The 89 of Donald Chisholm, content to ride right now behind the Cat Shack Quinn Flooring car number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, who leads this field. And this next time by, we'll come by the stripe and Arch Steves up on the pipes. Let's throw the cross flags. We're halfway in the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150.
Jonathan Hicken fans from PEI will be wondering how that new LFR number 5 is doing on the racetrack. Well, let me tell you, we are 75 laps in, and the number 5 is up into the 11th spot. Tim Terry, it looks like he's starting to get that new machine sorted out.
Yeah, not a bad looking drive so far for that LFR number 5. We'll see him next at Petty International Raceway trying to shake the cobwebs up, but I'm sure he'll want to get another top 10 run out of this car number 5. As now we go side by side with 0 and 18. They touched a couple of fenders there in corners number 3 and 4. The 18 of Darren McKinnon and the Shaw's towing McKinnon striking number 18, trying to truck by car number 0. He's got the 8, the 11, and the 97 in tow.
And there is a nice big donut on the driver's side door. It's not the 0 that the car was decorated with. There's another one, courtesy of the 18 of Darren McKinnon. As they touch coming out of four the last time around, McKinnon now in front as the zero car seems to be struggling with the handling on that, not working the way it was earlier in the day.
As we work, lap 79 coming to 80 now. The 89 of Donald Chisholm takes the lead back, guys.
Yeah, the 89 car back to the point. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn will run second, two car lengths back. The driver that I'm watching, it's on the move. How about that number 11 of Marty Prevo? Prevo up to position number 8 and trying to close in on car number 0. Got a few car lengths in between as the 18 and the 0. Looks like that battle has subsided for the time being. 18 going to take it over the 0.
Helping a brother out. How about let's borrow a car and help a brother out? He's moving here tonight.
Yeah, taking it to the front of the field right now. Well within the top 10 as the field has gone around this racetrack. It's a conveyor belt of race cars around Riverside International Speedway right now. 82 laps in this 150 lap affair. 81, 22 are side by side, and that's about a half straightaway from the leaders. The 89, 67 quickly closing up on that battle. The 91 and 49 next up on the list for the leaders to put them one lap down.
If you're wondering where the next battle's going to be, look up to third position. Right now, Cassius Clark, he's got a mirror full of the 53 of Cole Butcher. Butcher has been steadily gaining ground on him. Up to the back bumper now, looking for the opportunity to go by.
Unbelievable action here tonight at Riverside International Speedway. This is what you call a home opener, guys. We got 85 laps in the books. The 89 Nova Celtic Ford to Donald Chisholm out front. The 67 of Blankhorn tucked right in behind him in second spot. The 13 of Cassius Clark with about, oh, seven, eight car lengths between third and second right now. The 53, a Butcher. The 29, a Proud, followed by the 18 of McKinnon. Zero of Turple. The 8 of Vincent. Back to the 11 and the 97 of DJ Casey.
Yeah, close little battle there. The 97 of Casey trying to close up on that car. Number 11 of Marty Prevo. The 8 car of Kent Vincent. Throw a blanket over them in the 5 of Jonathan Egan. Not too far behind. But these guys, got to keep in mind, they're only a half track behind the leader, but they're only a half track in front of the leaders right now as the 89, 67 continue to work. And that 13 and 53 battle, Jerry, continues to intensify.
Cole Butcher is looking. He's trying to find a way around the 13 of Cassius Clark. Cassius Clark is making that car 60 feet wide. There's just no room to find a hole to get around. Now, as they come up on this lap traffic, Butcher dives inside. Gosby's going to be the pick. They are side by side. Clark and Butcher down the front straightaway to turn number one. Gosby set right in front. He'll drift up a little bit, but not enough room. And they are still door to door behind him. Gosby holding them up now. Butcher puts the bumper on him, gives him the chrome horn, and says, "Get out of my way." But it looks like Clark's going to go to the outside and take the advantage of the moment.
And there's the 29 car of Greg Proud on the outside. Proud trying to take a spot on the 53 now of Butcher. Butcher loses that spot to the 13 of Cassius Clark. And Clark begins to drive away with position number 3. The 53 clears the 91. And here comes the 29 of Proud.
I don't think I'd be breathing easy at all if I was the 13 car. Yes, we got a little bit of a break up there. But that isn't going to last, Tim Terry. You can see the 53 of Butcher and the 29 of Proud. They are bearing down on that 13 car. They are coming, and they're coming in a hurry, Paxton.
They sure are, and Cole Butcher just gaining back the momentum he lost as they got into that battle with Gosby in front of them. Now they have a new problem, and that's going to be the 49 of Harry Ross White. As they try to work their way around him, and again, Cassius Clark using that lap traffic to hold off the 53 of Butcher.
And as that develops, how about this, Tim Terry, the 67 of Blancourt, back in front as he clicks across lap number 96.
And through that lap traffic, the 24 of Steve Ross, the 14 of Terry Duguay, the 81 of Evan Scott. They had a little battle through that lap traffic, and that lead once again was exchanged to 67 car. Back to the top of the leaderboard, 13, 53, and 29 continue to battle for position number 3, but it's getting tighter back there, and as they continue to put a couple of lap cars a lap down, the 18 of Darren McKinnon is starting to reel this battle in for third.
Unbelievable competition here tonight. The Parts for Trucks Tour, the Rod McGilvery 150. Is 99 laps into the books. Incredible pace, a beautiful night in Nova Scotia, and man, have we got a race in front of us. The 67, the 89, those two cars have swapped the lead back and forth. The 89 has led more laps here tonight than the 67 of Blankhorn, but he's leading it now, the 67 is, and he's happy to do that. The 89 of Chisholm not going too far back though, Tim. Maybe a bumper with.
Yeah, they're going to put a lap in the 22 with Joel Hickox. We'll see if the 89 of Donald Chisholm can make a move here through this lap traffic. And Joe, the story might not be the 22 or maybe the 98 in front of them. There's a gaggle of cars as we got the 29 sideways at a corner number 4. What happened there?
What a beautiful save. The 29 of Greg Proud just got up into those loose marbles. And man, did that car take off. There is a veteran in the 29 of Proud. He reeled that back in. And he continues on and didn't skip a beat.
But he did lose one position to that 18 of Darren McKinnon. McKinnon got by the number 29 and now the 0 trying to close in on that battle. 13-53. 53 drives it deep down into corner number 3 on the 13 of Cassius Clark. They're going to come out of corner number 4 side by side. And the 53 of Butcher going to try to take position number 3 away. And what a drive by the youngster from Porter's Lake to go up to position number 3.
Cole Butcher did it the right way. All he did was wait for the opportunity. He saw that the 13 was a little wide going down into 3. He dove it down to the bottom in hard and drove out with the position. And Cassius Clark is now watching the 53 fade off into the distance. But we've got trouble down the back straightaway.
It's Joel Hickox around in the back straightaway. That will draw the yellow flag on lap 103 of 150 in the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150.
That 22 car, Tim, just snapped around. I have no idea what just took place, I don't know, maybe a brake bias adjustment went a little bit too far, but the 22 did loop it around. No harm, no foul. Gives everybody a chance to take a breath, and we are going to take a breath here on Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in tonight to Riverside and the Ron McGilvery 150. We are going to step out, take a quick break. Josh, go get another beer. Tim, Jerry, and I are going to be back in a moment.
Well, I know it goes asphalt's racing on dirt or plant potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
You already did.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
Best team in the business.
Can the fans hear me right now on this?
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
NASCAR Nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Things.
Learn as much as you can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Busch.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it. And
it's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Take a flag here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour returns to Scotia Speed World for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Tune in live Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Cannot make a mistake. He's got to be on his game.
For live flag-to-flag coverage worldwide right here on Racetime Radio.
This is awesome.
Under the lights at Scotia Speed World.
It's in the hands of that guy behind the wheel.
Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
You got to be in the top three to win, so we're going to get it.
I think you can get it done.
I think they're having a heated discussion.
Racetime Radio is back. Once again, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, live tonight from Riverside International Speedway, the Ron McGilvery 150. Man, what a race so far. 103 laps in the history books here in this event. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn is going to lead them back to green when we go back to green. But also on the broadcast, we got the voice of the Parts for Trucks Tour. We got Tim Terry. We got Jerry Paxton. I keep going to call him Josh. I'm looking for my buddy Josh. But Timmy, what a race so far.
Yeah, what a race so far. 103 laps completed. These drivers are single file and 49s on pit road, and other than that, it looks fairly quiet. The 07 and 7 have been down there for a little while, as has the 51 of Vance Haynes. They're getting ready to double up, and we keep talking about results. It's fairly wet in Ontario and Quebec, I believe. There's a little bit of rain passing through there. Obviously, the NASCAR Pinty Series got rained out in Quebec. They're racing at Speedway 660, and I just got a text message that the Port City Princess Destiny Ankle won her first street stock feature, and I missed it.
Oh, isn't
it,
that
it,
cool?
It sounded like a barn burner. So congratulations to Destiny Ankle. I'm sure there's going to be a party in St. John, or at least in the campground at Speedway 660 tonight.
Well, looking through Twitter, Sunset Speedway in Ontario is rocking and a-rolling. So lots of races there. They've had some unbelievable late model races. Mark Dilley and the staff there are doing an incredible job. And, of course, a big, big day to follow tomorrow at Sunset Speedway. Race number two in the APC series. It's going to go green at Sunset Speedway. It's the makeup for the season opener that they lost at Sunset. So big weekend at Sunset, and things are happening. We'll get you some updates.
Does Fitzpatrick have that beautiful outlaw late model out this weekend somewhere?
He does not. The Oscar Super late models go back under the green flag next weekend.
So why isn't he here?
He will be doing something. I have no idea. Lap 103 as the pace car ducks down pit road. We got side-by-side. Jerry, are you ready to go back to green? Can your heart take it?
Here we come on a turn number four. The green is out. We are back at it. Donald Chisholm in the 89 buries it into turn number one, but Blankhorn on the bottom takes the advantage out of two and down the back straightaway. Blankhorn in that 67, working it hard, trying to get in front of the 89. Chisholm fighting on the outside, but Blankhorn's going to steal the position. Cole Butcher in the 53. Looks like he's up into third as the 13 of Cassius Clark tries hard to take it away from him. Butcher's having none of it. Contact in turn three. They're scrubbing and rubbing, fighting over that spot.
Almost looks like the 53 and 67 from the end of the season last year is the 13 and 53 leaning into each other a little bit in that battle, the 29 and 18. Where did Darren McKinnon come from? McKinnon to the inside, and the Shaw's towing number 18, and he's going to look at position number 5 on Greg Proud, but you know Proud isn't going to let him have it easy.
Guys, before the caution, these guys had a little bit of space where they could run. They could pick their spot, pick their line, and go. Not so now. With that restart, it's really jammed the field up. You got side-by-side action all over the place. The front two are spaced by a couple of car lengths. But back in that third spot, side-by-side, the 53 and the 13, Jerry, putting a show on here tonight.
Cole Butcher is using every trick he knows to try and get around the 13 and Cassius Clark. And if you look on that left rear quarter panel of the 13 car, I guarantee you'll find a little bit of red paint. He wasn't hitting them. They were just rubbing each other, going in the turn, trying to make sure nobody got an advantage. But right now, third place belongs to the 53 of Butcher.
Marty Prevost gave the bumper to the zero in corner number two, and Marty Mega to the inside of the Dexter Construction number zero. That was almost big in corners number one and two. Turbo going to take the spot back. Koskulik side by side now with the 97 of DJ Casey. Watch that 11 car. He's making things exciting.
How about this? The 88 of George Koskulik's Jerry has worked his way back into the top 10 for the second time tonight.
And George has been fighting and working through the traffic. But the other guy that's making moves is the 29 of Greg Proud. He is up to fourth. He pushed the 13 car of Clark back to fifth. And now Darren McKinnon's on the move in the 18 car. As he works under the 13, he wants that spot. He wants to put Cassius Clark behind another one.
Tim, just like that, 114 laps are in the books of tonight's Ron McGilvery 150 here in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, as we go three wide down the front. That got hairy.
That was Duguay, Ross, and Nevin Scott going three wide. Duguay now on the outside of car number 81 as they still haven't figured out who wants to lead that little train back there. Meanwhile, 24 got into the 81 at a corner number four. They're still trying to figure it out back here at the back of the pack.
You know what concerns me? The 14 of Terry Duguay is still loose as a goose when he comes off the turn. Did he catch it?
He caught the wall on the back straightaway, and now, hard into the wall, fire on the 14 of Terry Duguay in corner number three and four. Caution flag will fly. Hard hit. You can see down the back straightaway, Joe, where he made a little bit of a mark on that red paint, and now the 14 car is tore up, and what a way to end after a beautiful qualifying run.
Absolutely, Tim. Yeah, we seen, just talking, the 14, you could see him, he was loose. The car was evil, Jerry, coming off the turns, and sure enough, coming off turn number two, here at Riverside, the 14 clips the fence right about the center of the back stretch, and man, it didn't end well. Terry Duguay straight in on turn number three. Terry is okay in that race car, we do believe. The fire is out, so the fire was very short-lived, but definitely a big puff come out of it.
It reminds me of a hit that Josh Collins took at New Smyrna a couple of years ago at the World Series of Asphalt. He got up on the outside wall at New Smyrna, and then all of a sudden that thing went hard into corner number three down there. We'll see the cleanup crew head to the 14 car. Very hard hit for the 14.
And good news, yes, the number 14, Terry Duguay, is fine. And we're getting thumbs up from race control next door. That's scary when you see that, Tim. You don't want to see a hit like that. And, man, we haven't seen that tonight other than that big whack right there.
Yeah, give it up for driver number 14, Terry Duguay, the red on board locksmith, Wet n' Wild Car Wash. Number 14, tough break after a solid qualifying effort. And they're going to have a long week to get that car back together for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
Okay, Jerry Paxton, let's talk comers and goers. The 67 of Blankhorn, the 89, Nova Celtic Ford of Donald Chisholm. Those two guys up front been trading it back and forth. We know where they are. How about comers and goers?
That 53 of Cole Butcher has done a magnificent job of coming from the back part of the field up into the top three. The 29 of Greg Proud has been up and down the field all night. At one point, we thought he was fading. It looked like he was going away on him. All of a sudden, he got it back, and he's making his way up towards the front. So there's a couple of comers for you that are making a big show, the 53 of Butcher and the 29 of Proud. I'd also have to have a look at the 13 of Cassius Clark. He's been struggling to kind of stay in that top five, top six all night. Not sure what he's got, because that 18 of Darren McKinnon, another one who showed up almost unexpectedly for us, he's done a great job of getting up there as well. So some strong players still in there, the 18 of McKinnon, the 8 of Kent Vincent. There's another one. This field is full of guys who started in the back part and came forward.
I'm having a look through the field, and I'm struggling here, Tim, to pick up the number 5 of Hicken. Whereabouts is he on the
racetrack?
He's
over here behind the tech shed.
That's why I couldn't
see him. He was coming onto pit road, but couldn't get onto pit road as they helped the 14 car back to pit road, and there was a lot of damage to the right-hand side of that H&P Glover, Wayne's Auto Mart number 14, and they're going to have some work to do in the shop in Albany, Prince Edward Island, in the coming days before they head to Scotia Speed World.
Well, the driver's okay. The car can be fixed. He's got a great crew working on that number 14. Terry Duguay, good to see he was okay. As we are 115 laps in tonight, as the Ron McGilvery 150 pace truck goes by, the cleanup vehicle. What a nice truck. Jerry, we need one of them.
I agree. I think we should have a pair.
A pair.
No, I think if we talk to Ron McGilvery, I'll bet you they'd be willing to hook us up with a pair, a blue one and a red one. Wait a minute, they're already up top.
Yeah, that's true. We got two right up here. We'll have to talk to Mike Hart after the race. What do you think? Are you buying, Jer?
Oh, I thought they were the Racetime Radio fleet.
I don't want to see that race down the highway, because that sounds like a bad idea, both of you in trucks going down the highway.
Well, could you imagine?
I can imagine it. I'm sure the RCMP can imagine it, too, once you hit Truro.
Harry Ross White, Duxdale Pit Road. Beautiful black machine. He's got some fluorescent green on the number 49. A beautiful-looking race car. Those guys do a fantastic job with it. Also down Pit Road, the Five Castle Building Chevrolet of Jonathan Hicken. Brand new car for that race team. First night out, they're getting the kinks out. It did show promise. I know I spoke with Jonathan earlier today. You can always check our Facebook page. I do have an interview posted on Racetime Radio's Facebook fan page. But speaking with Jonathan, they had a little stumble in the carburetor. So not quite sure. Maybe they're still having a little bit of issue with the motor. But I'll tell you, they are extremely happy with that chassis and that race car. Andrew Hicken did a magnificent job on the inside of that car.
Little R&D, research and development, to try to get that car where it should be for the remaining races that they are going to run this season. Rainbow Fish is down into pit road in car number 32, and they don't seem to be hustling around that race car. But a guy that is hustling, do you see Danny Harvey down there in that 49? He's moving quick.
He was moving fast last night at Scotia Speed World when once he hit the fence, and that was the end of Danny Harvey. So
Danny Harvey says he's looking for an $800 sponsor. So I don't know, Joe, can you dig deep in the pocket?
No, sir. I sponsor each and every one of these race cars everywhere. I love them all equally. As the field starts to form up, we're going to find out, Jerry Paxton, who has got what in the next 40 laps here at this racetrack. No, that would be 35 laps, because if we did 40, we'd be 5 over, wouldn't we, Tim?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we were talking about comers and goers, and one of the guys that I was totally remiss, because we've talked about him so much, was the 88 of George Koskulich. You start 26, you get it into the top 10, you go back and do it again. So he's practiced at it, he knows how to do it, so watch that 88. Despite all that cosmetic damage you see, he may still have something to get to the front.
It's getting deeper into this race, though, and these guys are going to race a little bit harder, race for every inch. But George does that every lap anyway. We should be used to that by now,
yeah,
right?
And it'd be interesting to find out how much tire he has left on that race car after burning through the field twice.
I'm sure whatever he has left, he's going to finish it here in about 35 laps as the pace car is in. We'll see what the 67 and the 89 can do on this restart. 35 to go in the Ron McGilvery 150. We're back underway. The 89 of Donald Chisholm on the outside of the 67 of Dylan Plankhorn. They go side by side down to the corner. 67 stuffs her in deep. The 89 on the outside trying to get the run. Half car length advantage for the 67 on the inside.
And they're going to have to sort this out just a little bit as this field begins to thin. But Plankhorn is out in front. The 89 of Chisholm. And the battle right now between the 53 of Butcher, the 29 of Proud for that third spot.
Hard hit for Turnbull down the back. Oh, we're going to stack him up down the back straightaway. That was a huge hit for the zero car of Turple at a corner number two. 66 of Daryl Marr, the 22 of Hickox, and the 97 of Casey spin to avoid. The 98 is also stopping the back straightaway. Caution flag will fly. That was big.
Yeah, it was a side slapper, if you will, for the zero Dexter Municipal Group Chevrolet. Sean Turple crafty veteran here. Something broke on that race car, I do believe, on the exit of turn two. That zero car, Tim, slapped the wall a ton.
Window net down on the zero car. That's a great sign, and you can see it just out of corner number two. Just when they're getting on the throttle is where that mark is, out of corner number two. So maybe it slapped sideways. Maybe something broke on the race car, whatever the case may be. That was a huge hit, but a great sign. The window net is down on the Dexter Construction Municipal Group Chevrolet, and that's tough. That was a big hit.
The 66 of Daryl Marr also stopped on the back stretch as he starts to roll the 66 machine now. Don't believe he had too much contact with the 66. Yeah, he's got some damage there. He will probably duck down pit road, not for sure. But he knows exactly, Tim Terry, what it's like to smack the fence here at Riverside. He cost him a race car last year here. He doesn't want to do that no more.
Yeah, Daryl Marr coming onto pit road. His son races Bandoleros. Owen Marr is down here on the front straightaway watching his father go around. And he'll be on CTV Morning Live a little bit later on this week as well with the 99 car, Craig Slomwhite. So watch CTV Morning Live either Wednesday or Thursday for that shoot.
Yeah, the zero car looking for a tow truck, and one is on the way as the 22 of Joel Hickox also getting a shove from the cleanup vehicle. Looks like he's going to get a little bit of a push back to pit road. What do you say we do step out for break? No. Oh, Scott. I got Ken Cunning up there. I want to get a word with him, too. But we'll hit a break. We will be back. Stay with us.
This is Dave Jacobs, Racetime Radio. We'll be right back.
The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour returns to Scotia Speed World for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Tune in live Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Cannot make a mistake. He's got to be on his game.
For live flag-to-flag coverage worldwide right here on Racetime Radio.
This is awesome.
Under the lights at Scotia Speed World.
It's in the hands of that guy behind the wheel.
Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
You got to be in the top three to win, so we're going to get it.
I think you can get it done.
I think they're having a heated discussion.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio.
We have a goal green.
Stay up to date on all your Canadian racing news and highlights each Sunday night right here on Racetime Radio. We'll feature the sport's biggest stars and rising talent from here at home and across North America and take your calls all live, coast to coast.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
Good job, driver. Good job.
Racetime Radio is back. Once again, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone. Live tonight, Riverside International Speedway has caution and has the red flag has been pulled back. Yellow is back out. Lap 117 of the Ron McGilvery 150, part of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Race number two, it is season opener night here at Riverside. And Tim Terry, big impact for the zero car. We'll get a chance to have a look at the side of it, and it don't look too healthy right now.
No, it doesn't look too healthy. Door falling off that race car, sparks flying, and they're going to have to try to inch their way by the ambulance down here on the pit road. We talked about people tuning in to us on Racetime Radio. Joe, I just got a text message from Kenny McKenzie Jr. He said the Petty Raceway crew is all sitting by the fire, enjoying a great night at Petty Raceway and listening to us, and I guess we'll have to say hello to Drew Lewis and Kenny Sr. Kenny Sr.'s car was out here on the racetrack. That was his bucket list thing, to come to Riverside International Speedway and race. Didn't get to do that. Byron Bartlett now has that race car, so maybe Kenny's going to have to talk to Byron, maybe get in that race car. But I know Drew Lewis is back there, so he's tipping one back for us here tonight.
Good stuff. And back to you guys at Petty International Raceway. Get ready for that River Glade, the big race coming up a little bit later in the season.
Yeah, the International is going to be huge. Cummins coming on board to sponsor that race for us this year as well. And we're going to be up there in a couple of weeks' time. Matt Rogers is going to make his Pro Stock debut with us on the Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour at Petty. That's going to be huge as well. It's going to be an exciting race. Every time we go to the high banks, it's always a good time.
Absolutely. Jerry Paxton, you're high atop there. Everything look okay over in the pits there? I see the 66 of Daryl Marr. Is he out of the car?
Daryl's out of the car. Looks like he may have hurt his wrist. Looks like when that wheel snapped around, it may have hurt. So he's baby in one arm. That's why the ambulance is here. They're just checking him out to make sure.
Absolutely. Good to hear that Daryl is okay. Bummer to hear that his wrist is sore. We see the 11 of Marty Vega having a great run here tonight at Riverside. Tim, look at that 11 car. It's a borrowed machine. But Marty, a crafty veteran, knows how to get it done here at Riverside.
Yeah, a tough break for Marty Prevo. As soon as I say we got a couple of people listening in, my phone lights up. Scott Alexander's listening in to us as well. Great to see. Scott was around the racetrack here a couple of weeks ago. Great to see Scott there. And, of course, Kirk Alexander was at the racetrack last night.
Cheers, JP.
Oh, yeah, he's tipping it back, too.
And
I'm sure.
Captain says, Josh, getting another beer. Look at that.
Yeah.
There we go. We know where Josh is, Jerry.
Probably at my refrigerator.
Well, I know Joe Jr. is not at mine. He's all the way down in North Carolina. So
he's
I know
in his own.
My fridge is fine.
He's drinking that American beer.
And good on him, right?
Yes.
Knowing him, though, like, how many would that take, Jerry? That would take a lot.
I don't want to put a number on that.
Well, it took a lot of Canadian ones. Can you imagine Junior on America? Well, he's probably getting climatized to it now.
Yeah. Well, he did try to train me, and I had to give up.
That's the stuff. 117 laps in the books. Red flag back out here at the Speedway. Doing a little bit of cleanup, I do believe. We will step out, take another quick break, pay a couple of bills, and we will be back with you live from Riverside. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans, Donald Chisholm from Riverside Speedway in Nova Scotia, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio.
Stay up to date on all your Canadian racing news and highlights each Sunday night right here on Racetime Radio. We'll feature the sport's biggest stars and rising talent from here at home and across North America and take your calls all live, coast to coast.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
Good job, driver. Good job.
The parts for trucks. Maritime Pro Stock Tour returns to Scotia Speed World for the Nova Truck Centers. Make-A-Wish 150. Tune in live Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Cannot make a mistake. He's got to be on his game.
For live flag-to-flag coverage worldwide right here on Racetime Radio.
This is awesome.
Under the lights at Scotia Speed World.
It's in the hands of that guy behind the wheel.
Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
You got to be in the top three to win, so we're going to get it.
I think you can get it done.
I think they're having a heated discussion. Best team in the business.
Can the fans hear me right now on this?
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
NASCAR Nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Scenes.
Learn as much as you can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Busch.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it. And
it's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Take a flag here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
From the high banks of Daytona to the snow banks in Canada, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark.
Hey, shake and bake, Al. Woo! Shake and bake!
And we are back with you live tonight, Riverside International Speedway. Of course, the Ron McGilvery 150. Stop by Ron McGilvery Chevy Buick GMC in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Ron's got it. If you need it, Ron's got it. He's got some beautiful hardware. Seen it earlier tonight here at this very speedway. Got to put it out to Mike Hart, too. Did a great job tonight, Tim. Down on the racetrack telling us a little bit about the lineup that they've got at Ron McGilvery Chevrolet.
Did you see that Stingray? That thing is sweet.
Did I see it? Ron Fellows has got one of those in his garage. Lucky guy.
I could have some fun with one of those. Maybe too much fun.
Well, yeah. I couldn't with Paxton because I'd never get him back to the track. He'd want to go play in the car.
Well, I was just thinking about Tim playing in the car and thinking he knows where the RCMP are out here. So he could have a lot more fun with them than we will.
I've made a few trips to this racetrack. I know where they sit.
Absolutely. As the field is doubled up, and we will get back under the green flag. If you're just tuned into Racetime Radio, we're 117 laps in the books. Have a look at the front two, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Those two guys have been swapping the lead back and forth. The 29 of Proud has been one of those coming on. The 53 of Butcher, the 18 of McKinnon. And, oh, don't forget about Cassius Clark. Oh, no. He is on the outside of row three as the green flag is in the hands of Art Steves. And we are back under it right here at Riverside, Tim.
Down into corner number one, the 89 of Donald Chisholm trying to take the lead away from car number 67. Blankhorn going to have a half-car length advantage off the corner. They're still going to be side-by-side as they drive it down deep into corner number three and four. Blankhorn comes out with the lead on the other side. Chisholm falls into second. 29 and 53 continue to go toe-to-toe at position number three.
And great Proud of that 29. You can tell the handling on some of the cars starting to go away. Proud drifted up out of the turn just a little bit, crowding the 53 towards the top of the racetrack. It's not a defensive move. He just can't keep it down. Proud riding up high every time he comes out of four.
Had a look at the 88 Pioneer Nova Celtic Ford of George Goskulik's, kind of doing the same thing. Tim, I think the tires are almost gone on that 88.
Yeah, that car was way up the racetrack. He was on his way back to New Glasgow. He was going that high on that racetrack. As he's got the 11, the 97, the 5, the 24 now all lined up behind him. The 18 car of Darren McKinnon is the one on the move. 18 of McKinnon to the inside of the 13 of Cassius Clark as they go side by side for what is position number 5. 29 way up the racetrack in corner number 4. The 53 is going to try to close back in. But the 18 car is coming. He knows when the pay window opens. And Darren McKinnon begins his march. 27 laps to go in the Ron McGilvray 150.
They are glued nose to tail at the front of this one. The 67 of Blankhorn, the 89 Nova Celtic Ford to Chisholm. You got to go back about five car lengths and you'll find the 29 Dodge Dealers big motor, as Brad Mann calls it, of Greg Proud warring it out with the 53 of Cole Butcher back to the 13 of Cassius Clark. And don't forget about PEI. No, you better not. The 18 of Darren McKinnon wants to get into this battle, Jerry, with 125 in the books.
And McKinnon is the driver on the move. He has got his sights set on the 13 o'clock and not giving it up for anything as he tries to make that happen. But right now they start to stretch it out a little as George Koskulitz in that number 88 runs behind the 18 of McKinnon by about four or five car lengths. But right behind him, the 11 of Arnie Crevo, the 97 of DJ Casey.
That 29, Tim, Jerry, we've been watching him. Watch him head up the turn here. Imagine that. The 29 is really, really pushing.
Yeah, he's trying to get every piece of real estate that he can, especially off these corners. The 51 car of Vance Haynes going to go one lap down to the leaders. The 67 of Blankhorn has a one car length advantage on the 89 of Donald Chisholm. And then the 29 all by himself right now in position number three. And Joe, this is the fastest I've seen that 11 car move. Well, it's a number 51 car. It's out of the Van Zandt shop. That's the fastest I've seen that move in a little while. Marty Prevo was up to position number 8, battling with George Koskulik in the 97 to DJ Casey.
He wanted to sneak in and have a great finish. You know what? Marty Meg is going to do it here tonight. Another one that has really started to come on here in the last few laps, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. He had brake trouble earlier. The crew has gone to work, and they have got that 99 hooked up again here on this racetrack. 131 laps in the books.
Yeah, and that's a huge pack of traffic there. The 51 and 81. The 99 is going to get stuck behind those two lap cars. The 98 of Jerome Kehoe just behind the 99 as well. They will get by the 51. 51 way up the racetrack in corner number 4. Meanwhile, the 97 is wearing the back bumper off on car number 11 of Marty Prevo. DJ Casey might not have much blue paint left by the end of this race.
133 laps in the books. Tim Terry, let's go through that top 10. That may be the last time at this pace. The 67 of Blankhorn up top. The 89 of Donald Chisholm in second. 29 Proud is in third spot right now. A comfortable fourth, the 53 of Cole Butcher. 13 of Cassius Clark is in that fifth spot. The 18 of McKinnon in sixth. In seventh, it is the 88 of Koskulik. Marty Mega rolls out eighth. The 97 of DJ Casey hanging in in ninth spot. And how about it? The IWK 250 winner from last year, the 8 of Ken Vincent, in the top 10.
Continues to run in the top 10, and 24 of Steve Ross is there as well, but that is a lap-down vehicle. Meanwhile, I've been running the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, trying to pace himself and trying to take away what would be his first win at Riverside International Speedway if he can seal the deal in the last 13 laps of this race. The 89 of Donald Chisholm about four lengths back as they put a lap in the 49 of Harry Ross White. And you mentioned the 29 running all by himself right now, but the 53 might have a little bit of pressure from the 13 and 18 as they're going to turn up the wick here with 12 laps to go.
Hey, guys, watching them, I'm not sure if they can turn it up any more than they already are. Watching the cars slide around the racetrack. They haven't got any tires left. They can't go any deeper and harder into the corners. They won't be able to hold on to it. Donald Chisholm in that number 89 has tried everything he knows to get around the 67 of Blankhorn. It's not working. Blankhorn may have saved just a little tire earlier on. That's given him an advantage.
If you got it, use it. You've only got 10 to do it here tonight at Riverside. You want to be in the history books? You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to take it away from the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. The guy is on a tear now, looking real good, Tim.
Yeah, Blankhorn has stepped up his game. Keep in mind, that's a brand new race car this season for Van Dorn Chassis as he continues to march towards his first checkered flag at Riverside International Speedway. But Donald Chisholm keeping him honest about four lengths back in car number 89. This thing is far from over as they go down the back straightaway. 142 on the big board, 7.5 laps to go at Riverside.
And they are still fighting for that third position. Greg Proud in that number 29 holding on, but the 53 of Butcher, 13 of Clark, and the 18 of McKinnon all in the line, just trying to find an advantage one over the other.
29 of Greg Proud occupies position number 3, Butcher in fourth, and Darren McKinnon trying to get up on the wheel, trying to catch Cassius Clark. Problems for the 18 off corner number 4. Darren McKinnon slows on the front straightaway, and the caution flag will fly. Multiple cars involved. There might be something on the racetrack down there. McKay got the 97 of Casey up against the wall, and the 98 of Jerome Guillaume spun out of corner number 4. And Joe, I didn't see if the 18 put anything down, but the 18 came to a slow out of corner number 4 there.
Oh, man, this is tough, tough stuff. You know, DJ Casey inside the 97 has got to be thinking, and shades of 2015. Man, the guy, he had a great run going. He had difficulty last year, same race.
Yeah, a tough break for that 18 car there. McKinnon, though, as Ken Cunning told us, it might be rear end out of that race car coming apart. So that's a tough break for that 18 team running so close to the front of the field. He's that driver that always at the end of the race, he's there. It doesn't matter how many laps are left. He knows when that pay window opens.
And guys, when the 18 rolled by us here, it was pretty quiet as it made its way down here. So they obviously realized they had a major problem, may have actually shut it down and cruised it around back to their pit.
Ken, cheat in here and have a listen. Okay, so we got another red flag coming out here, Tim.
My microphone off. There's a lot of rear end grease in the racetrack. Robert White was just telling me they're going to stop them on the back straightaway, and they're going to try to get this racetrack clean because you saw it over in corner number 4. As tough break for Jerome Kehoe. He's out of the race car, and there's a lot of fluid on this racetrack, and rear end grease can be hard to get up out of a racetrack, so they're going to make sure they do their job and do their job diligently so we can run the final 7 laps of this race, and we're in for a shootout.
Haha, yeah, we are, Tim. This is going to be maybe what Donald Chisholm needed was to let those tires cool off a wee bit. You think back to last year in this race, and it was around this stage when the brakes went away on the 89 and the 88 of George Koskulik capitalized and rocketed his way to the win in the Ron McGillivray 150. Are we going to see something like that? We don't know right now with 143 in the books.
Well, we got 7 laps to go. If somebody has something saved, they're definitely going to show it here on this restart. Obviously, the 67 and the 89 have been the show so far up in front. Question is, can the 29, 53, or the 13 maybe find that little extra something that they need? And they don't need much. They just need to get there for 7 laps to try to take away this victory. And The 88 is still up there. The 11 of Marty Prevost is still up there. You best believe that Marty Prevost is going to be up on the wheel in this restart. There's a couple of cars here that could play spoiler in this.
And you got to take a look at luck, too. And we got to talk about that because I'll tell you what, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn that it currently leads this race has had no luck here at Riverside International Speedway. He had a bullet here in July, and that race car got tore up. He still managed to work his way through the field. He was coming up and staring that first win dead in the eyes. What happened? He got wrecked again on the backstretch. So the 67, do you think maybe Riverside owes him one? Is it his turn?
Well, he's got a strong race car. Eventually, he's going to win here at Riverside. It's just a question of when he's going to win. Is the glass slipper going to fit here tonight and put that 67 car down in victory lane? Only time will tell. We got 7 laps to go to figure that out. But the 89 of Donald Chisholm, it's a great racetrack for him. Obviously, he won here in September to pilot him to that Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship trophy. So we'll see what happens with that 89. If you want to get into victory lane, you got to beat one of those two cars because those two have been the class of the field thus far.
And you've been saying that all night, and you know what?
And you're dead on. And the 88 still on the lead lap. So
absolutely.
I'm going to keep with that, too.
Jerry, much talk atop of the 97 hauler over there. What's going on?
Patience at the moment. Everybody's waiting to see just what's going to transpire as we come down to this 7-lap shootout. Obviously, DJ Casey, the number 97, was one of the cars that took the spin up there. He's still on the racetrack. They've been talking with him. But with 7 laps to go, unless it's a big problem, you're not going to bring it in.
I want to remind everybody, too, the NASCAR Pinty's race was canceled today in at Chaudière, Quebec. It is postponed and will be rescheduled for June the 24th, where they will return to Chaudière to run that race. And next weekend at Sunset Speedway, they've got a big race there, another big one tomorrow at Sunset with the APC Series. Lots going on.
Two beautiful ovals. I've been to Chaudière before. Excellent quarter mile. It's tight. It's high banked. It's a great place to watch a race. We were talking about some of the new additions to the tour this season. We mentioned Robert White. Wayne Smith, I believe, is out there helping get some of that stay dry in. And I know the boys at Petty are listening. They can't see, but I got my hat shaking here. I know what exactly they're going to say, and I'm probably going to get a text message here in a few minutes from Senior. But they're on the racetrack trying to clear that up in 3 and 4.
Well, we got to put it out to Tyler Ross Chisholm. He's also listening in, wishes he was sitting over in turn number 1 here at Riverside. He's not, but that's where he wishes he was sitting.
Does he got his plane ticket or his ride for the IWK 250 up here, though?
Don't know. Haven't seen anything like that. Listening in from Alberta, so good to hear they are tuned in. Of course, Trevor Lamb never misses a race unless he's here at the track. Always tuned in on Racetime Radio. He's in Ontario somewhere tonight, or maybe he's in Michigan. Big race there, right? The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series going to go green there tomorrow. What are we going to see, do you think, we're going to see in the cup race? Do you think it's going to be a stinker, a snoozer, or is it going to be that low downforce is going to come to the front?
To be honest with you, I haven't seen any action from Michigan yet this weekend because I've been at Scotia Speed World. I've been here, but we're off tomorrow. Are we going to watch the Wooden Door Bistro?
Yes, we are going to be at the Wooden Door Bistro. We're going to be live tomorrow night. So if you're anywhere in the Halifax area, make it out to the Quality Inn. Join us at the Wooden Door Bistro. They got some great food. We're going to have some cold beer. We're going to talk racing for 2 hours live across Canada, across the U.S., all on Sirius XM Channel 167. And, of course, live on our live stream at racetimeradio.com. Everything we always do is live on our own live stream. But definitely going to be on Sirius XM. We've got a 800 line. We will open up those phone lines and take calls. We'll have a lot of great guests on that program. We're going to try and get some winners on there. We're definitely going to be talking lots about tonight's race. Tim, you're going to join us along with Jerry Paxton. We're out here for the week. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of the drivers last night at Scotia Speed World. Alex Johnson said he'd hop in. The Dreams Take Flight number 14 from Scotia Speed World, the Sportsman Division. He had a tough run last night in the double features that we had for the Affordable Fuel Sportsman. So we'll see a couple of those drivers, I'm sure, come out. And, of course, Joe and the staff at the Wooden Door Bistro are amazing. And, of course, Dave Matthews says he's going to come out for pasta because you put pasta in front of Dave Matthews, he's going to show up.
A little bit of pasta goes a long way, does it?
And it's great pasta over there. Every time I'm there, Dave Matthews gives me a call. Hey, do you want to stop in? And so he's
master, I guess, at that now.
We've got a red flag here at Riverside International Speedway. No, there's no one hurt. We just have a lot of oil down on the racetrack. Believe it is rear-end oil.
Do you see who's got a headset walking on down there? He probably can't hear us because he's got a headset on. Gordy McCullough's here.
Gordy.
Now, Gordy retired from being the hauler driver of the 97 to John Fleming when Fleming hung up the helmet. And I thought he was going to take it easy. I thought he was going to have some vacation time. But what's he doing at a racetrack wearing a headset?
He's having fun. When it gets in your veins, it gets in there real deep. You got to be at the racetrack. And fans, you look around this big, beautiful facility, and I know you're enjoying tonight's run, McGillivray 150. Ever wonder what it's like for these guys flying around this racetrack? Well, here is your chance to do that. You can get here to Riverside on July the 14th. The Rusty Wallace Experience is going to come to this racetrack. You got to pre-book, but you can get, how about 10 laps, I think. Now, don't quote me on this. I believe it's 10 laps for $99 in the passenger seat. And trust me, I did the Richard Petty driving experience here at this racetrack, and I had Frank Kimmel, too, taking me around this track. It is scary. It is fun. It is white knuckle, and it's a thrill of a lifetime. My hair is a little bit wider because of Frankie Kimmel, too, going around this racetrack. But it is an experience, and you don't want to miss your opportunity. Get here to the track on July the 14th. Of course, IWK 250 weekend. We got Matt Crafton going to come in. We got a lot happening that particular weekend, Tim, and that experience is going to be something that the fans can also join in.
Yeah, it's going to be a great experience here at the IWK 250. Come up early. If you have a camper, I don't know how many campsites are available, but there's not many, I'm sure.
Last time I spoke with Paul, he said, no, they're all sold out, but there is a waiting list, so you may want to get on that. This place transforms into a city. I put a tweet out, Tim Terry, just the other day, searching around, looking up, trying to get a little bit of area history and stuff, and I stumbled across the population of Antigonish, Nova Scotia. It was taken in 2011. I believe it was 4,552 was the population at that time of Antigonish. Can't be much more up or down than that. You know, 4,500 people, and we think of the IWK 250, and this big, beautiful racetrack transforms into a small city, and we'll have over 10,000 race fans here at the facility. You want to talk about economic impact? There you go. Riverside International Speedway doing it with the IWK 250 and that kind of community support. There's going to be millions of dollars come into this community all because of this facility, and it's great to see the community get behind it, but it's good to see the community win too. We got race fans coming coast to coast. We've also got a competitor from Ontario. Gary Elliott is going to make tracks, and he is going to be here for the IWK 250. It's going to be interesting to see the Ironman here in Nova Scotia.
I'll tell you a story. I was up at Petty International Raceway last Sunday, and I ran into Mikey Larkin. And Mikey had said, Gary Elliott hauled my mini stock down here. That's why we're racing down here in New Brunswick. So you better believe that I'm going to be loud and proud at Riverside International Speedway cheering on Gary and the crew at the IWK 250. That is going to be pretty exciting to see Gary down here. And, of course, Matt Crafton coming back to try to take away that crown. It's going to be exciting, as I believe the pace car will begin to roll down the back straightaway as this field will get the motors fired. Seven laps remaining in this one, and they're going to still be a couple of laps before we do go racing, because they got some stage ride to work in all the way around this racetrack with all the rear end greases here.
Yeah, you're going to want to maybe shut the eyes for a couple of laps here and let these guys work it in. Jerry Paxton, you should be safe on the infield there, but the Speedy Dry is definitely going to fly. They want that off, so we get seven clean green laps left.
I don't know about safe on the infield. I mean, the Speedy Dry, just the way the breeze is blowing, I might get more of it than you think. Good news is I'm not at ground level for now.
For now. You stay up there. We want you up there. This is going to be a big finish.
Joe, do you know who's here?
Who?
Art
Steves' family.
The family is here, and they want to say hello. So if you're with Art Steves, hello to you, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway.
And to Art Steves' family, I just want to let you know here that we did tell Art to stay down off the pipes.
He didn't listen to us.
He said, hey, no way. That's part of the show. I love doing it. So, hey, we want to say hi to those race fans out on 104 right now, out on the highway, we see some tractor trailers, some fans stopped. We know you're tuned in to 92.1. You're missing a good race, but at least you get a chance to listen to it.
I'm surprised they're not on top of that big rig trying to watch the race from over there.
Well, they wouldn't be able to hear it. They can hear it inside
the
vehicle.
They can have their smartphone and their earbuds in.
Yeah, you could do that too. We're in for a big finish. You got to be on this side of the gate to catch a dynamite race. It's going to be a big finish here, Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge finish as we get ready to go back to green flag racing. The crew is working around this racetrack at a little bit of a slower pace. I see a couple of the Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour officials on the back just trying to make sure that all the Stay Dry got on the mess that was on the racetrack. And going to take a couple of laps to work it in, and as soon as we do so, we'll be back to green flag competition. The 53 needs a push in corner number one, Cole Butcher, and he'll get refired. The 67-89, this is going to be a big corner number one for those two.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And hey, if you're you got a little bit of time here, don't forget to visit the concession stands. The canteen here, as it's called on the East Coast.
Yeah, and I had a Donair burger earlier in the pit area. I don't know if they have them over here in the grandstand side.
A Donair. And I said to you before, what is a Donair? Is that a donated one? Is that a Donair?
Ken Cunning, we haven't had Joe. He's been out here on the East Coast for so long, he hasn't had a Donair yet. That's a this week thing. He's here all week.
Donair. Yeah. Well, that's like Stay Dry is going to be in Duh Air.
You're right down the road from Maintown Pizza in Enfield. You got to get a Donair from there.
Okay. Well, we'll have to check it out. We got a week to do it.
Yes.
And I don't know if I trust Ken Cunning, though. Do you think?
Well, he's probably been...
He wouldn't steer me wrong, would he?
Go into the wheel and get a Donair tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Ken, great job so far with the tour. Look at the car count you guys have got so far.
Yeah, the car count's been good. We're only 2 weeks or two races into it, but the car count has been great. The numbers are good, and the quality's good. So it's working out, and it leads to good shows. So... we had a little mechanical failure here and dumped some rear end fluid. We get that cleaned up, and it'll be a 7 laps to the end.
You're a busy cat, too. Had a couple great events, and definitely one last night at Scotia Speed World. That was a lot of fun. How about it there? You guys got a show going.
Yeah, Scotia is a weekly race series on Friday nights. We run, I forget how many divisions, because we've got 3 divisions of Bandoleros now.
Seven features altogether last night.
Yeah, 7 features last night. We're making up some features from a rainout. We have everything from sportsmen to trucks to legends, bandoleros, and 2 classes of 4 cylinders, our entry-level class, which is sometimes the best racing of the night. So it's a fun place to go to take your kids, your family, sit out in the nice Nova Scotia fresh air, and have a great night. And it's a lot of fun. Like I say, we're weekly. So if it's Friday, that's where we are.
And, of course, a lot of Pro Stock Tour races do filter through Scotia Speed World. All fans will know that. If you're new, though, you want to be at Scotia Speed World next Saturday night for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150, not 125, 150. We're going to be doing it live, and that is going to be another huge show.
And the Coors Light Trucks and the Torsec Lightning also going to be on the card as well. And I know Richard Drake is somewhere in our grandstands tonight. He had a tough run last night. We have Ken Zwicker and Janice Patrick up here with us in the VIP booth. But Friday night, going to be a good show as well. The NX National Qualifiers for Legend Cars and Bandoleros. The only one in the Maritimes for the Legends and the Bandoleros. The Thunder Cars are also going to be there. And, of course, an extended feature for the Affordable Fuels and Metro Home Heating Sportsman. It's a huge weekend. If you're coming for the Pro Stock race on Saturday, be there for Friday as well.
So, Ken, tell me, when do you get a little bit of a break? I guess that comes in October, maybe?
Oh, we have banquets in October. November, and then Christmas comes, and then we try to take some downtime. But then, really, anybody that's been around the racetrack knows that the off-season's probably busier because you're doing your contracts, your sponsorship deals, and your schedules and all that thing. So it's really a 12-month deal, and it just changes what you're doing from season to season. So,
well, you're doing a damn good job at it. Look at this, 26 super late models, the best in the country, right here tonight at Scotia Speed World. The Parts for Trucks Tour, that's Ken Cunning. He is the general manager of the tour. You can see him at Scotia Speed World. He influences a lot out here in the Maritimes. As the cars continue to circulate around, and we got lots of de-stay dry in the air, not Dijon or whatever it is. It's de-stay dry in the air.
This stay dry is in the air. The 53 car of Cole Butcher was down on pit road. They were trying to get that thing refired, and it looks like it's back under power, and he's going to try to find a spot into line here, but he definitely did come down pit road to get service on that race car. So they're putting back into line, at least for the time being. We'll see what happens there, but nevertheless, we got 7 laps to go here as a couple of cars trying to find a spot and a lot of stay dry down the race.
29, Greg Proud, also down pit road.
That is
huge, Jerry Paxton.
It absolutely is, and Cole Butcher, they were pushing him, trying to get him started. He came down pit road. It started on pit road. He never went to his pit. He didn't get into the box. He just used pit road to get the thing started and come down. So we'll see what the ruling is there. Greg Proud, unfortunately, not that lucky. He's down there at the far end, down at turn 4. And they are hustling around that race car trying to see what they can do.
Little story here as we go back to Green Flag. I got a text message from Brent Roy saying you're never allowed back at Speedway 660. Every time I go up there, he seems to have bad luck. Brent Roy finished 3rd in the Pro Stock feature tonight. Lonnie Somerville and Johnny Rankin top 2 at Speedway 660. And Sportsman was won by Alexander Oblinas, Dave Oblinas, and Drew Greenlaw top 3 up there.
I got a little bone to pick with that, Mr. Roy.
Do you now?
You know, he jumped on one of my tweets the other day, and he claims that the Speedway 660 race has a richer, and I key the word richer, rich is what my tweet said. The richest race is the IWK 250. So we got into a wee bit of a debate. But you know what? I was talking history. I was talking longevity. I was talking from maybe a different perspective. But if we're talking dollars and cents, show me the money. Let me see the payout. And we'll compare apples to apples, oranges to oranges. But I'll tell you what. Canadian race fans win. You've got 2 big races.
Have you ever talked to Brent Roy? All he sees is dollar signs.
Is it?
And Cassius Clark last year took $30,000 out of that racetrack, $15,000 to win, $50 a lap, $100,000 purse. It was a huge payout up there. But
didn't see it, didn't hear it.
You lead a lot of laps.
Didn't see it, didn't hear it. IWK 250, I could tell you exactly every lap for last 1,000. Just saying.
Yeah, you lead a lot of laps here, and you get into the history books.
Yeah.
We've seen it the last couple of years, and the crazy finishes that we have had to some of these races down here. You look at last year. You had Kent Vincent, Robbie McEwen, DJ Casey on the podium. Actually, I just got a text here from one of the 40 crew. They wanted to be here tonight. Cars not completed. They will be here for the IWK 250 coming up next month. But you better believe they're over there in Sherwood listening to us and chomping on the bit to get ready to get back to Riverside International Speedway.
Well,
one to go.
They will have that place jammed up. Right to the rafters. Hey, guys, hopefully the stay dry is gone, and hopefully that liquid is all cleaned up. Great crew here at Riverside. I would have no doubts, Jerry. As the field's doubled up, we have 7 laps left to go, and it's going to all come down to these final 7 in the Ron McGilvery 150. Timmy, look at this.
Green flag back out, the 67-89, side by side, down into corner number 1. Cassius Clark in 3rd, Koskulik in 4th, and Marty Prevost in 5th. The 53 car had to go to the back of the line, and now he's sitting back in position number 9 as the 13 car clears the 88. 88 crossover down into corner number 1. In front of them, the 67 going to take the lead from the 89. All kinds of action with 5 to go.
It's no holds barred time as they get going. We've got 5 laps to go. Blankhorn is out in front. Chisholm running in 2nd spot. Then Clark, the 88 of George Koskulik. And then the traffic jam begins. Marty Prevost leads it, but Kit Vincent and DJ Casey side by side, and Casey has found something in these final laps.
As the cars head off into turns 3, and now the 67 of Blankhorn down the backstretch, Donald Chisholm making his plan right now with 148 laps in the books. 2 to go, Timmy.
Down the back straightaway, car number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn has a 3-car length lead on car number 89 of Donald Chisholm. Battles for position number 5 as DJ Casey takes position number 5 at the white flag. Final lap in the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150. Dylan Blankhorn has 6 career Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour victories. Not one here at Riverside, but they come through 3 and 4, and Blankhorn picks up the win in the Ron McGilvery 150. Chisholm, Clark, Koskulik, and Casey top 5.
unreal finish here tonight at Riverside. The monkey is off his back, Jerry Paxton. The 67 goes to victory lane.
And he did it the right way. He kept it clean. And worked that car hard out in front. He kept that 89 behind him, and that was no easy task. Donald Chisholm took that green flag. He was determined to get in front. Could not make it happen.
We will have a full post-race show for you here live tonight from Riverside. We will be back with post-race coverage. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Ken Cunning from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, and you're listening to Race Time Radio. In the day we sweated out
on the streets of a runaway. Best team in the business.
Can the fans hear me right now on this?
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
NASCAR Nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Scenes.
Learn as much as you can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Busch.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it. And
it's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Take a flag here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Race Time Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Race Time Radio.
We have a gold green.
Stay up to date on all your Canadian racing news and highlights each Sunday night right here on Race Time Radio. We'll feature the sport's biggest stars and rising talent from here at home and across North America and take your calls all live, coast to coast.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks, SiriusXM 167.
And welcome back, everyone, live tonight at Riverside. Going to throw it down to Jerry Paxton. He is down with our third-place finisher. Take it away, Jerry.
Well, we'll step in here and get a quick word. Cassius, you put on a heck of a show there, but you were up to there, and then all of a sudden you fade back. Then he came back again. What was going on?
We got a gift there at the end. The couple guys in front of us, they couldn't get going, but... No, the car was all right. You know, those guys were better, and we were kind of, you know, could hang with them for a little while, but they'd start driving away. Just on the restarts, just got shuffled back those last couple ones and couldn't get our spot back there. So, you know, ended up good.
This is a tough place, though.
Yeah, just always seem to struggle here a little bit. We've got to get a little better for the big one.
That'll be the IWK. That's only a month away. You got some homework.
Yeah, we'll do our homework and come back for that one.
Cassius Clark finishes up third.
Okay, Tim Terry, we'll throw it down to you. We'll get to second in just a moment. Go ahead, Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner is Dylan Blankhorn. Gets a hug from Jim. Congratulations, you're a winner at Riverside International Speedway. How does this feel?
Oh, man, I was dreaming about this moment, you know, as a little kid. You know, and I beat the best, you know, Donald. What a hell of a racer. There's Craig lands on my spotter. What a hell of a guy, eh? Now, I just got to, obviously, I can't do it by myself. So many great people, they helped me. It's definitely not a one-guy deal. Definitely takes a whole lot of people. And most important people definitely for this whole deal is my grandparents, you know. They come to every race, and without them, it wouldn't be possible. But I'm speechless, honestly. I didn't even prepare anything. I didn't think I was going to be sitting here tonight with you, Tim. But
how big was that restart going down into corner number one with seven laps to go?
I still can't feel my hands. I was holding on to the wheels so tight. But I knew Don was going to be tough. I just dialed a whole bunch of rear brake into it, sailed off in the corner, and the thing turned. So, I don't know, I just want to thank all the guys and girls that make this thing possible. It was a real fun race, and definitely want to thank the Van Doren boys down in Michigan. You know, we had some problems the first race, but we finally got them all figured out, and this car is a hell of a piece.
This is a huge place to win at, Riverside International Speedway, but next up is the IWK 250 here in July. Can we go back-to-back?
I will definitely take this car home and put it on the scale, see what we got. We'll make some notes, and we'll come back, and we'll be stronger, hopefully.
We'll see you next week at Scotia Speed World. We'll get our trophy presentation over on the other side of the car as the water flies and the champagne's about to fly down here in Victory Lane.
You gotta love it when you go to Victory Lane at Riverside. Jerry Paxton, I know you are with our second-place finisher. Take it away.
And, Donald, I know you're not happy, but at least you got a bit of a smile there tonight.
Yeah, it's... congrats to Dylan. He drove a hell of a race. He
He was just a whisker better than us through the middle of the corners, and I had to use some brake to make mine turn, and just over some time he could edge away from me, and I thought those restarts were going to give us a crack at him, but like racing Dylan Clean, he's a great guy to race against, and congrats to the team. Been under the weather all week, so I'm surprised we're even here, to be honest with you, but anyway, that sweated it out, I think.
Yeah, you'll be healthy now. The next one here, I know, is the big one for you. That one just can't seem to seal the deal. You're getting so close with this. You got to be able to do some homework now.
Yeah, I don't know what we got to do for that one. Maybe since we finished second in this one, we'll finish in the right spot in that one. I don't know. New car, you know, so we're still learning it a bit. So maybe between now and then we can figure it out and win the 250.
Those big restarts, you didn't need any of those.
Well, actually, I thought it was maybe one of our only chances of getting by them, actually. So you never like restarts, but I thought it was one of our only cracks at them, maybe.
And it's coming up soon. Donald Chisholm, second place tonight. Bigger things to come.
The eye on the big prize here at Riverside, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Finally, monkey off the back. You can call him a winner here at Riverside on the high banks. Tim Terry, where'd you get off to, buddy?
Check, check. Joe, you're going to put me on the spot. I'm down here with Evelyn Blankhorn. I'm going to put you on the spot down here. No, she's walking away from me. Dylan's grandparents down here making it happen. And Riverside, we're a winner at Riverside.
Yes, we won Riverside.
This is huge.
Yes.
We're going to have a big party here tonight. You see all these crew members around here. It's a whole crew effort down here for this Blankhorn Racing team, and they are thrilled. This is the palace. This is where you want to win in Riverside International Speedway. They put on a show tonight, Joe.
Absolutely. We've seen a young Dylan Blankhorn. I remember it well, trying to spray his first bottle of champagne here at Riverside when he was in a legend car. He didn't know how to take the lid off that champagne, but, man, he'll know how to do it tonight at Riverside. He goes to Victory Lane here in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Race number two, the Ron McGilvery 150. Add Dylan Blankhorn to the list of champions. Jerry, what a race here tonight.
That one was a little bit of a wild one, and I got to talk to you, buddy. George Koskulich, you came through that field twice to get up into the top ten.
Well, I was a lot luckier the second time, but we bent something on the right front. And we lost the hood and lost all the downforce on the car, and I had to push. But we would have had a burn burner tonight if we hadn't have broke. But anyway, we'll be back for the 250. Or the 88 will be back for the 250.
I was going to say, you were just tuning that one up, were you?
Yeah, just tuning it up. I was trying to catch this fella up front here, but I didn't have nothing for the top three cars at the end.
No doubt after the efforts. How much tire did you have left on that thing? It looked to me like you were running on a set of hockey pucks.
Yeah, she was pretty tight at the end of it there. Once you get the hood off and the fenders and something bent in the right front too, because they had to double steer it going through the corners. And in fact, we were going to go park the car, but, you know, there was guys dropping out and getting wrecked, and we just kept plugging away. And anyway.
You were just having too much fun.
Oh, well, it's always fun when you're up front, but.
Hey, George Koskulich, we talked about comers and goers tonight. He came, he went, he came, he went, he came again.
Yeah, and he will be back. You can guarantee that. It'll be the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn pointing to the top of that scoreboard. The 67 at the end of 150 laps here at Riverside. Your winner. I got something going on with this microphone, so I'm going to switch it, guys. I'm going to go something like this.
Hey,
how
Joe?
About that? There we go. That one's working even better. What?
Hey, Joe, I'm down here with DJ Casey, fifth place run here at Riverside International Speedway tonight.
Good idea. Yeah, bring him on.
It was a good run. You know, we were sitting back there in ninth or tenth there for the longest time, and we just played the cards right, saved some tires, tried to stay calm. You know, there's a lot of melee there, and we just played our cards right, kind of like what we did 250. Wait for the, you know, the faster guys kind of weave themselves out. You know, it happens a lot in these races. I just want to thank Happy Harry's, you know, Tarquette, Alpine Auto Glass, Mr. Chicken. I'm exhausted right now, but anyways, if I'm missing somebody, sorry. You know, my fans, my family, everybody that's my team, everybody that's helped me out. It was a blast, and can't wait to come back here for 250.
You and Marty put on a show there.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, just I'm not impressed with how I got raced with a little bit back there, but I'll just, when I'm a little faster than him, I'll do the exact same thing. I guess Robin's racing, as they say, so he won't like me next time either.
We'll see you next week in Halifax.
Thank you.
That's DJ Casey, driver of the number 97 car, and I'm going to try to walk down pit road here and see if I see any more drivers that are outside their haulers.
Okay, you do that, Tim. I'm just going to update everyone here. We got a pair of glasses. If you're on your way out of the speedway, check and make sure you got your glasses. If you don't, we've got a pair up here. You tell us what they look like, and they're probably yours, and we can give them to you. So make sure you do that. Check your pockets for your glasses. Want to give you a quick unofficial rundown on the finishers, and then we'll get back to Tim Terry and Josh Paxter. Pardon me, Jerry. See, look at that, Josh. Have another beer. I did it again. Called you Josh. We're going to go through this finish here tonight. The 67 on Dylan Blankhart, of course, your winner. In second spots, the 89 of Donald Chisholm in third. The number 13 of Cassius Clark. In fourth spot, the 88 of George Koskulik. In fifth, it was the 97 of DJ Casey. Just heard from him. The sixth spot was the 53 of Cole Butcher. In seventh, how about Marty Mega, the 11 car? Yeah, he borrowed one and finished seventh here tonight. In eighth spot, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Good top 10 finish for a brand new race car. In the ninth spot, the number 8 of Kent Vincent. In 10th spot, the number 89 of Jerome Kehoe. 11th went to the 24 of Steve Ross. 12th spot, the 49 Big Haas rolled her in and had that finish he wanted. He ended up 12th tonight. 13th spot, the 91 of Dylan Gosby. 14th went to the 29 of Greg Proud. 15th spot, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. In 16th, it was the number 81. And it, let me see here, 17th, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In 18th spot, the number 21 of Sean Pierce, 19th. 19th went to the 22 of Joel Hickok. In 20th, it was the 0 of Sean Turpel with a hard hit, and he is okay. The car will need to be fixed. The 21st spot went to the 66 of Daryl Marr. He's got a sore wrist right now. Hopefully that heals up, and we see him back shortly. The 22nd spot was the 51 of Vance Haynes. 23rd, the 14 of Terry Duguay, had his best qualifying effort to date. Didn't have the finish he wanted, but things are looking up. The 24 spot was the 32 of Sarah McKay. 25th, the 07 of Allison McKinnon. And the 26th spot was the 7 of Barnett. There you go. That's your unofficial top 26 finishes. Timmy, who you got, buddy?
We're down here trying to figure out what's wrong with Rainbow Fish. Sarah, what happened with the race car?
I don't know. It just came about 10 laps, well, probably 15 laps in. Just every time I come off the corner, it would just start sputtering and wouldn't go. So pulled her in, tried to figure out what was going on, tried a bunch of stuff. Finally got it working there for the last 40 laps or so. Went back out and did as many laps as we could, but wasn't exactly the finish we were looking for.
Really good run in the heat race.
Yeah, it was a good run. I don't know, a couple more laps, and I think I might have had the second, but, you know, it's disappointing to have such a good run in the heat race, and then you go out in the feature, and that happens, but it was unexpected. There was nothing you could do about it, and keep trucking to next weekend.
Looking forward to Halifax?
Yeah, I'm always looking forward to go back there. You know, we're still learning there. It's probably one of my most difficult tracks right now, but we're chugging away and getting our feel every time we go.
And make sure Buddy packs all the cords for this car for next week, eh?
Yeah, Buddy will make sure that extension cord's in there next time.
See you next week.
Thanks.
That's Sarah McKay, driver, the number 32, and I'll see if I can't find anybody down this way down on pit road. I see the Wallage crew down here, but I don't see any driver. We'll go over here and talk to Harry Ross White. Okay, Haas, how was that? I'm right here. How was that?
Well, it was fun. I liked it a little faster. I don't like running in the middle of the pack. I like to be at the front, but not bad for a first run out. Not a scratch on her. Well, I guess we was too slow to put any scratches on her, but anyway, we done what we come here to do. We come here to run and clean car, go and load it, push it on the trailer, and we're good to go. Hopefully we'll be faster next time, put a little more power under her next time, maybe.
Well, you ready to go back to Halifax, be second appearance there next week?
Yes, we learned a lot the first time. Got a few laps under my feet now. I think we can go there and get a little aggressiver this time, maybe. Maybe we put some scratches on her this time.
Now, I did see Cy somewhere back here. I'm going to go grab a couple of words of wisdom from Cy Harvey and see what he thought of the rookie appearance here. What did you think of Harry Ross White tonight?
What do you think of him?
I thought it was pretty good for the first time out here.
Well, great little rookie, isn't he? What do you think? What?
You might have to teach him a thing or two.
Oh, no, I don't think I need to teach him too much. He's been at it a long while.
When are we going to see you back in a pro stock car? I know you like the legend car. When are we going to see you back in a pro stock?
After Haas wins the feature.
So it's going to be at least a year? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that's up to Haas. He keeps going like he's going and makes a big win. Maybe he'll come back, and I'm waiting for him to get the bugs out of the car.
Is that what it is? 50-lap feature next week for Legends in Scotia. Are we going to win that?
I'm kind of backing off a little bit. I like to rest nowadays.
Let them young guys go at it.
Let those young guys go at it, right.
There's Cy Harvey, and I see Kent Vincent over here, too. So we'll grab driver number 8. Really, really quick early in the race. What happened for 150 laps tonight?
Just didn't have the right stuff underneath me there. Apologize to the zero car. We got together coming out of two there. Hate to see anybody get wrecked. Anyway, sorry for that. We'll go back to Halifax next week and see what we can muster up.
You had a really good piece underneath you, though, tonight.
It was good. Yeah, we're gaining on it. We're finally gaining on it. We struggled here the last little bit, but I think we're making some gains on it.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, Kent. Thanks.
That's Kent Vincent, and I see Terry Duguay over here. I need to ask him about that hard hit over in corner number 3. He's thrashing on the race car, working down here, and we'll get a couple of words with driver number 14 as he fiddles around here. Terry, how are you feeling after over there in corner number 3?
We're all right. Badly, what would you say? My pride's hurt a lot more. Well, I got stuffed in the back wall by somebody there when she went in the corner. Whatever we hit the wall with broke, and all you could do was hang on.
They knew you were here tonight, though. Great qualifying effort and ran up front for a lot of laps.
Thank you. Yeah, the car was good. It was pretty good on the outside, but the wall is still hard when you hit it up there.
We're going to see you in Halifax?
Well, I'll see if we can get things straightened up a little bit. I don't know how bad the frame's bent, but we might have to just mangle her back together, see if we get there. We'll see.
You have to get Desky working on that car.
Yeah.
That's Terry Duguay, driver of the number 14, and I see the driver of the 0 in the trailer, so we'll see if we'll grab a couple of words with driver number 0. Another hard hit here at Riverside International Speedway. There goes the ladder. Sean, talk about that hit over there. That was a hard hit.
Yeah, hard hit.
And the team's going to put this car back together. It's been fast the first 2 weeks of the season. We're going to see this thing back in Halifax, and we're going to see this with the checkered leg out the window rather than later, eh?
We'll see. We might have a trip to Maine in store. I don't know. The car's pretty much rode off, so I don't know what's going to take place.
Wish all the best. We'll see you in Halifax.
Thanks.
That's Sean Turple, driver of the number 0. Two hard hits down here, Joe.
Absolutely, Tim, and man, you hate to see it. It is a byproduct of hard, tough racing. The high banks of Riverside, a tough place to win at, and that is a testament when you got a multi-champion, a multi-winner in this series. And, you know, it's a tough, tough deal. Jerry Paxton, let's recap tonight. What do you think of the run McGilvery 150, another stellar race here at Riverside?
It was a great show. There's no doubt about that. And congratulations to Dylan Blankhorn for a great win. Definitely one that they deserve. They worked hard for it. There are a couple of guys tonight taking home some race cars that they're going to have to nurse back to health. And I think a couple of those drivers the same way. The racing here at Riverside is always stellar. It was terrific. But as we all know, when you're going that fast and you hit the wall, it hurts just a little bit more than usual. But great race tonight. And as we said, you know, George Koskulitz, he just said he was having fun. He just ran out of race car towards the end, or it might have been a whole lot different.
I want to remind everyone as well, I know you're tuned in and all those cars to 92.1 FM. We've got to thank you all for coming to Riverside. And don't forget, you're going to be at Scotia Speed World next weekend. Next Saturday, you're going to join us for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 at Scotia Speed World. The action will continue. Don't forget about the Rusty Wallace Experience coming back here to Riverside, the IWK 250 weekend. Book your space. Get your thrill around this racetrack. Hang on tight. A white-knuckle ride is what you're in for. A thrill of a lifetime. You can get it done here and at Scotia Speed World. I believe we're going to see that Rusty Wallace Experience there as well. but you're going to want to tune in. Tim Terry, closing thoughts on tonight's race. What did you think of that one, big guy?
Well, it had a little bit of everything. It had a couple of hard hits. It had some fantastic side-by-side racing. A lot of restarts at the end of that one, too, that kept the fans and kept those drivers on their toes. Dylan Blankhorn and his crew over the moon in victory lane. They're excited to win at Riverside International Speedway. I see Tony Quinn from Quinn Flooring down here. Big smile on his face. Everybody is excited down here. Couple of teams, they have some work to do to head to Scotia Speed World, and it's going to be a long week for some, but for some, it's going to be a long night because there's going to be some partying. Come here, Tony Quinn. Congratulations. You're a sponsor at the 67 car. You're in victory lane at Riverside. How does this feel?
Well, we've been close a couple times, but this one feels real good, so we're quite excited. We were watching it, and he said there was something going on with the fuel at the end. We were a little nervous, but we're all good to go. Everybody's happy.
So now there's going to be a big party, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go have 3 beer right quick. I think Dylan wants to spice rum with 1 ice cube.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Tony Quinn from Quinn Flooring. It's a party down here in Victory Lane.
And absolutely. And Riverside did not disappoint again. I've got to thank you all for tuning in to Racetime Radio. I've got to thank Susie Q back in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us all up and making sure that absolutely everyone worldwide got to experience tonight's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour race. Got to thank Parts for Trucks for doing all they do. Got to thank Ron McGilvery for bringing out the hardware tonight and providing us with a dynamite platform for another successful Riverside International race. As mentioned, we will see you next week live. Another 150 laps. We will have it for you from Scotia Speed World. The Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 will be coming at you. But the best way to experience these races, race fans, there is only one true way, and that's to be at the racetrack. You don't want to miss a lap. But if you can't be there, of course, Racetime Radio is going to be there for you. So for all of us here at Riverside, from all the staff, from everyone, Paul McLean and everyone at this racetrack, for Jerry Paxton and Tim Terry, I'm Joe Chisholm. That's going to do it tonight from Riverside. Another success. 67, Blankhorn wins it. Can he do it again next week? Tune in and find out, or be there. That's the best way to do it. But that does it for us. Have a good one, everybody. Safe drive home. Remember, speeding on the racetrack, not on the highway. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.